green. They're all yellow. Sorry.
So I told her, I'm not shy at all. Just take the peanut butter, scoop it out with the spatula, and just right in my ass, right there, and just spread it and just right in my ass. I told her, I'm good for that. I'm down.
But peanut butter, man, just seems like it's not. It seems a little like I feel that walking around the next day. Even if you wash it out, you feel that the next day.
No, I don't want to wash out. I like to let it sit and ferment for a while.
Like I said, extra crunchy.
Like,
man.
You really like the smell of peanuts.
You like the extra crunchy? You get the extra crunchy?
Because if I pick up something new when she go in there, then she get to join in. It's like it's all inclusive.
See, nah. to me, Brave would be the type that use almond butter.
Oh yeah, that sounds good. As a matter of fact,
I need some almond butter.
Extra, you know, extra little bit of almond butter. You know,
that's nice on the skin.
That's funny because this weekend your partner in crime ordered a coffee with almond milk, and I gave him.
Did Tyler get the almond milk?
He got that almond. He was on that almond milk.
Tyler likes the almond milk.
Almond milk life.
Like just sugar all over him.
Everybody in the chat right now, throw up almond milk life.
Almonds don't have milk. I don't get it.
I don't squeeze the titty.
They don't have nipples, right?
Peanuts don't have butter.
You got to say
that. Everybody got quiet. Everybody got quiet.
Think about this one.
Wait, it doesn't peanuts have butter in it? Like, I mean, peanut butter is peanuts and butter.
It's you got to mix them.
No, it's just peanuts.
Mm. Hey, Brink. Hey, Brink, shut up and drink your wine. Nah. Your little wine glass.
Look at him.
Hey.
What you sipping there, Brink?
Brink, is that out of a box?
Hey, what the hell?
That was not out of
the Don Corleone.
Did he have a pinky up too?
Dude, I got to say, that Super Bowl commercial got me hooked. I'm all yellowtail.
Dude, why don't you just drink it out of the fucking bottle?
Hey, put it in a brown bag and you'll be ready.
So uncivilized.
I gotta say something.
Like a bottle of Cisco.
About Bobby, you know, I was making jokes about Bobby drinking out of like boxed wine, and then I saw that dude literally drinking out of some boxed wine. And I thought it was
like drinking straight from the box.
Totally true.
What's like up? Straight from the box.
No, I put it in a glass, but it was from the box.
No, he took the nipple off.
You know, I seen it live here. I looked on my counter and said, "What the fuck is that?" It's wine. Okay.
Hey, speaking of drinking from the nipple, what's up, party people? Welcome to Enter the Realm, episode 132, the Realm of Collectors podcast. Pull a chair up to the cool table, a group of like-minded podcasts and shows featuring this show, Enter the Realm, Shattercast Uncut, Nerd Rage Radio, Plastic Fanatics, Figure Banging, Beer and Bolters 40K, 8 weeks, Stasis Lock. Take a break in the middle now. Okay. Toy Detox, Building Up to It, Fresh Communication, and Breaking the Mold. Don't forget to check out the current offerings from the Cobra Law Records family. Nathan Haskell's of Cabbages and Kings is available on his Bandcamp. You can send your What's in the Fucking Box and Shelf Life videos to
EntertheRealmcast@gmail.com.
You can find us on Facebook at Realm of Collectors and follow the hashtag Realm of Collectors. Our website is realmofcollectors.com, where you can check out the blog, pick up some merch. If you're listening on an audio format, give us a 5-star rating because that's what all the cool kids are doing. This episode of End of the Realm is brought to you by Agabus.com. Agabus is the official e-tailer partner of the Realm of Collectors. Visit Agabus.com today for all your masterpiece and third-party needs. $5.95 flat rate shipping, free shipping on orders over $150, price matching with other online retailers, and Agabucks, the same as cash reward system. Make a purchase, earn points towards your next purchase. Visit Agabus.com for details. I just spoke with Agabus before we got started, and he wanted me to mention that in stock this week is the new Takara Masterpiece Barricade. Fans Toys Sovereign reissue is in stock, and he also has the Takara Legends Overlord, Blitzwing, and the Autobot clones. So make sure you go check out Agabus.com. Joining me tonight is the Jackal Squad, along with a very special guest from the cool table. Going across the bottom of my Google Hangout screen, coming up first, the Brinkalizer, Brian Brink.
Yo, what's up, guys? Everybody watched Super Bowl yesterday?
No.
No.
I didn't have to watch it. It was everywhere else.
It was actually a really good game.
I was going to ask if I know you guys watched for the commercials, but did anybody like actually recognize that it was a really good game?
It was a good game. I watched it.
Cool.
Yep. Oh. Coming up next, my own personal Thunder Thief, Young Daniel.
Hey, y'all. I didn't even know the Super Bowl was happening till Saturday.
Just in time to watch it.
Yo, Dan's go sports. Dan's got that mic so close to his mouth.
Well,
I'm going to do sure
y'all, y'all can hear me.
He could put it in his mouth. Put it in your mouth, Dan. Do it.
Look at Dan. I want to hear
it. Got it. Got it.
All right. Up next, the Florida Wunderkind. The one who runs things.
Did you say just the Florida Wunderkind?
Yo, what's happening? You know, I just thought of something that we should do. We should add up all of our ages, and whatever that number is, we should have some kind of special giveaway on whatever that show is.
What? Add up all our ages?
Yeah, so add up all of our ages.
300. Or 400.
No, it'll be a lot more because I'm a lot older than you.
You just sucks about. Either way,
1,962.
Let's plan for that. Secondly, I had something else I was going to say, and now I don't remember what it was.
Well, that was so bad that it makes up for it.
This is what I was going to ask. Dust, at what point does Chris, can he stop saying the new offerings from Cobra Law Records and just say the offerings?
No, I didn't say new. I said current.
Oh, okay. Well, whatever. Current. It's
current. I made the adjustment myself.
Yeah, the album's from last. The album was released in 2017, but we still haven't had the hard copies out. The hard copies are definitely coming, and with the hard copies are going to be 3 bonus tracks.
Oh, bonus track.
Bonus.
So the question was, at what point can he just say the offerings and not say current?
Anytime. The reason being is that we waited. We hired some dude to do the fucking art, and he fucking stiffed us, and he fucking... fucked
with us. Did he never deliver the art?
Never delivered it. So Nate's just throwing something together. And
man, I'd hate if you knew like half a dozen dudes that could draw pretty good.
Yeah,
I mean, seriously, like one guy that's actually in school for it. That'd be
You know, yeah. But
or one guy that went to school. I had proven that he can do the job. I'm just saying,
it's the solo album. I had nothing to do with it. So
hey, you guys can battle that out later.
That's so brave. You can have it.
So when the hard copy CDs come out, there's going to be 3 bonus tracks on it. That to make up for the time that people are waiting, because I know there's a lot of people out there waiting for actual CD. There's still CD people out there, man. Cassettes next year.
So dude. There's CD people and there's CD people, ladies and gentlemen. Here's Dust Mites.
what you did there.
I read an article today. Best Buy's not going to sell CDs anymore. Come what? July.
Really?
So what are they going to? What are they going to sell? Then?
They said they're going to still sell vinyl.
Overpriced TVs. Yo. What's up, everybody? Welcome to Enter the Realm. My name is Dust Mites, and thank you, Brave, for being here this evening.
Coming up next, one of the hosts of our Cool Table sister show, Kissing Cousins. I'm not real sure.
It's fine.
If you like to listen to people talk about toys that don't have any toys, I'm just kidding. Give a listen, ladies and gentlemen, to Toy Detox. Ladies and gentlemen, Brave, the well-dressed nerd, wearing a t-shirt and a ball cap.
Hey, what's popular, everybody? How you guys doing tonight?
Thanks for being here, man.
Hey, thank you for having me. I was missing you guys.
I thought I was going to be underdressed.
No, I mean, why I would you know? No, it's late in the evening. I'm in my late in the evening in the man cave.
Yeah, I think you're gonna come. That shirt's a little loose for you.
The smoking jacket.
You would be surprised, huh?
Can you be considered well dressed wearing a t-shirt? I think you can, but I wanted to know the well dressed nerd's opinion.
I think you can always be considered well dressed as long as you own what you wear. Meaning, like you know, this it represents your persona. And you own that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You want to dress.
I do. Wow. Well, I do like that shirt, though. I do like that shirt, though, Brave.
I own some Dickies coveralls. I like the fart in them in the elevator and then shake it out my leg.
I'm sure in some psychopathic circles that's considered well dressed too, as a matter of fact.
It probably is.
I got some striped Oshkosh Pagosh overalls with the train. The train hat,
dude. You know those are the shit in like '93, bro.
Yeah, you remember that?
That would not have been out of place on a Wu-Tang album cover.
used clothing line. Oh. If anybody ever knows used clothing line,
Aardvark.
The Jamaicans back in Brooklyn used to rock that shit religiously. Used clothing.
All right, up next, Victory Saver 77. James with us tonight.
What's up?
Yo.
All right. Did I say who I was?
You guys are too cool.
I don't know who you are.
I can't. No.
I feel like we should do a segment every week where we point out what's new in James' background. Like, I like the gizmo with the Freddy glove on it.
What is that? What is that? What is that? The gizmo.
Dude.
I've actually been there.
Oh, that it's really?
It's like where's Waldo here? I'm looking Dude, for me. It. I'm like, where
yeah, it's like one of those books. You're looking for a little striped guy. Well, my name is Chris.
Yeah, you should start hiding some shit back there.
Pinkerton, if you're nasty. Let's do that one more time in a little segment I like to call. Dust needs to get comfortable.
No, it's called my chair is fucking fucked.
A little segment I like to call What'd You Get? Brian Brink.
Hello. I was going to have a goose egg, but Frogman78 saved me from that. And he got me a custom mint and sealed box translucent MP10, which is pretty cool. It's right Ooh, nice. There. Nice. And it was a belated birthday gift, and it was awesome. Yeah, so thanks, man. That was great.
Yeah, check out the What's in the Fucking Box video there, Brian.
I tried to watch. I couldn't make it.
Yeah, don't listen with high volume.
Yeah, there's like maybe like 25 seconds of I should have cut out, but I didn't.
That's all right. It adds to the flavor. All right, young Daniel, your turn.
I got a few goodies. I got some Dragon Ball cards. I got a couple trades. I got the Batman Long Halloween trade paperback. I got the, was it like full color Dragon Ball, volume, whatever. It's a colored version of the Dragon Ball manga. But the highlight of the week was I got some goodies from my good friends over at Crashbox.
Crashbox! Oh,
look at that. Crashbox.
An actual Crashbox?
Not one, but two. I actually got Chris really good. He sent me the package when I was giving the thing around. I'm like, hey, dude, this thing was the package was open when I got it or whatever, and I just sent him in the kick chat or whatever. And Chris, you know, like, I mean, I could see it in his voice. Like, he was stressing a little bit. He's like, dude, all right, here's what was in it, yada, 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 or whatever. And I sent him a picture, you know, of this box being open with the fucking Gotham guy. And I laughed my ass off.
If you want to see what was in the box, you could check out Dan. What's in the fucking box video?
Hey, good job. Good job on that, Dan. And it's not because it's the stuff that I make. But, you know, you get the two polar opposites this week. You get Dan's, like, polished video, and then you get Brian drunk slurring his words.
You know, Brian's video was like Dan's first video.
Right.
Remember that? Dan's
like, I'm not making a box, man.
Dan's first unboxing video. That's what fucking Brian's video reminded me of when I was editing it. I'm like, oh, my fucking God. It's going up.
But it's funny.
So, Dan, you got some Dragon Ball Z cards?
Yeah.
What's that all about?
It's like a trading card game similar to your guys' favorite thing, Pokemon. It's just...
Oh, okay.
It's like a trading card game.
I think you could probably say Magic the Gathering and get a little further.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I was trying to find a way to correlate with Pokemon since it's what you guys always compare it to. But, yeah. Just a couple of those.
Nice.
That's it.
All right, Jisk.
So,
yo, Matt said the guy that penciled in the goatee for Dan is working perfect, pretty good.
Yeah.
I didn't get anything, but I'd have to talk about two things. I watched two movies. One is called Turbo Kid. Everybody should go and watch it. That's all. It's on Netflix. And I actually, believe it or not, watched that Warcraft movie just on a whim. Or on the humble, as all the cool kids are saying. And it was surprisingly decent. I don't know anything about Warcraft, but it wasn't bad.
Oh, yeah, okay. I don't either.
The movie got a lot of hate, right? It wasn't even that bad. It wasn't my type of thing. But.
No, me neither. I just think because of, like, you know, it's Warcraft. It's based on this fantasy thing. But honestly, it wasn't a fucking bad movie. But if you watch the new Preacher show, the dude that plays the Preacher and the chick that plays the I forget what her name is in Preacher, but... They're both in this movie.
That was kind of awkward. It was like I was watching like Preacher from the past.
It did take me out of it a little bit, but
holy shit.
So, but yeah, that's it. So I didn't get anything, but I watched those two flicks. I recommend them both if you got nothing else to do.
All right. Yeah. Dust?
Yo, I got absolutely fucking nothing. I got a comforter. New comforter.
Comfrey, you know her.
That's it. Adult lifing. But no, nothing. Nothing this week, man. Very busy week, man. Breaking fucking sales records and whatnot at work. So pimping and bossing.
Breaking all records.
All records.
Huge.
Huge. That's nice. About it.
Hey, Brave. Right. Cody's
we got coming. MJCC in a couple of weeks, man. I got to fucking chill out. What happened?
I'm sorry.
Cody's throwing shade at you here in the chat.
I don't even see him.
Wow, we haven't seen Cody in a chat in a while. Wow. He was allowed to watch the show. That's great.
Wow.
Cody's a very important person, yo. He
he was allowed to come on to the interwebs tonight.
Don't take him for granted. Don't ever take him for granted. All right. Brave.
What's up, man?
What'd you get?
You know, surprisingly, I'm finally starting to make my way back into the world, man. I'm feeling pretty decent, as a matter of fact. Things are simmering down. I'm coming off of my stressful past few months. And I actually got in on trade. I got in from a shout out to this dude named Brian Liu. I don't know if you guys know him or not. I traded him my SH Figuarts Ryu, my extra. And he sent me this guy right here, the Overturn for the Transformation set. So it finishes the set that Robert D squared me away with. So that's pretty cool.
I've been so you have the whole thing now?
Yeah, yeah. And I literally just got it out the mailbox a little while before we got on here. So that's pretty cool. I haven't got a chance to fuck with it yet. And then I got some skin products.
Skin product.
Lay it up, lay it on these people.
I like hygiene, sir. I like to treat myself, and it's been hard, so I haven't been able to,
take it. Maybe in the wrong crowd.
No, that's all right. I want to hear about it though, because I buy some shit from time to time too. And
the well hygiened nerd.
I want to see what he got.
It all goes. This is actually something that my wife put out there for me. Well, she reached out for me because She saw me. She was like, "Baby, you're looking pretty rough." And I was like, "Yeah, babe, shit's hard right now."
Just slap some almond butter on your face.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised with some almond butter in here because these guys make some pretty good products. So, Brickell.
Nice.
So I'm just trying to see what's inside the box.
We're doing a live
unboxing. You don't know what's in here?
Yeah. No, it's like a little sampler.
Like a starter pack.
Yeah, I guess you could say a little sampler for all of their crap.
Starter.
Yeah.
Anybody remember those commercials?
Starter.
Cause usually I fuck with Clinique's midline, but it's
just happening.
Wow. Clinique.
Welcome to detox.
You gotta moisturize your face. I don't care who you are. You gotta put some. You gotta moisturize your face.
You gotta squirt it on your face, though. I mean, that's
we can go. We can go down this. I mean, I can go up to the bathroom and grab some stuff if we want to do this.
Hey, don't sleep on Pinkerton, dude, because Pimpin' be getting it, dude.
Yeah, I'm going to go get my Irish Spring bar and come out here and show you guys.
Irish Spring's trash. Dries your face out.
Yeah, that's
going to bring it here and show you guys.
Jess, you're a Dove there. Man. You're a Dove man, aren't you, Jess?
I love Dove.
We do use a lot of Dove, but only because my wife buys the soap. I think I would buy like
the chocolate bar and rub it all over your face.
I'd buy like a body. Well, right now we have
anything
like
with pumice.
Oatmeal.
He
had like this
pumice.
Oatmeal soap bar that my son freaked out about last night and thought there was poop on it. I'm like, it's not poop. It's oatmeal mixed in.
What is this? Shit?
It's like this oatmeal soap bar.
You want me to wash my face with a shit bar?
Yeah, I'm like, there's poop all over the soap. I'm like, it's not poop. You really think I would wash you down with some poop? Come on.
Moisturizer inside of there. Some
it happens cream. Once, it'll happen again. All right, let Brave play with his moisturizer. Jane, what'd you get?
Yeah, baby.
I just got some Playart Sky stuff. So the Timeless Wild West Batman limited color. I got the Tetsuya Nomura Catwoman, and then I got the Resident Evil 5 Shiba.
So, what you're down to like on those sets like Batman and Resident Evil? Is it just they're kind of hard to find stuff?
Yeah, it's just me backtracking. I'm missing two from Arkham games, and then I'm just trying to accumulate all the Batmans. Playart Sky.
Are you going in on that full line I don't know what it's called, like the Mr. Freeze version and all that other stuff?
Oh, the Rogues Gallery. Yeah, I haven't gotten those. I'm gonna complete the Nomura, so that really expensive Harley and Joker.
Yeah, those look killer though. That may be some of the best looking play art stuff that I've seen. That crazy Harley and Joker.
Yeah, and then I'm getting into Final Fantasy, which is shitty because they're expensive too.
Wow. Are they expensive because they're older?
That's what I was gonna ask.
They're mature.
The Advent Children stuff is really expensive.
Well, how come you're just getting into them now versus when they came out?
I'm a backtracker. That's what I do. I have so much shit that I collect that I'm not like, I cherry picked the player guideline, and then I finally got back into it because of the Arkham games. And then,
so then I fired up the drive to get it.
Yeah. And it snowballed from there. And then I got into it really good because GameStop had a lot of stuff that was cheap. Hastings was going out of business, so I got a lot of stuff cheap there. So it just started accumulating.
You picked a good time to get into that. I mean, with all those sales going on, those two things happening. Yeah. I enjoy a good snowball from time to time, but that's
a fucking Arkham game.
Yeah, what's that code talk for?
What now?
I said, what's that code talk for? Yeah, exactly. And then Brave started laughing, which means he's also seen the movie Clerks.
A long, long time ago.
He said snowball. Nice.
That's all for me. How about you, Chris?
Hey, so I was
waiting for
that's the game we play.
James segment.
I got I was gonna have the goose egg, but shout out to Hobby Link Japan with some zippity quick shipping. I ordered Thursday or Friday and it showed up today.
You could have picked Express overnight or zippity quick.
Zippity, I picked zippity quick. That's actually how it was listed, Jisk. I know you don't order from Japan very often, but zippity quick shipping is I think they should actually rename EMS to zippity quick shipping. Mm-hmm. But I picked up some Thousand Toys stuff. I really love that line. Their 12 scale stuff.
And those are the guys that make the skeleton, right?
They make. I've actually got
synthetic
human. This dude.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. That shit is crazy. Yeah.
And then I've got
release of that.
Then I've got.
Let's see it.
Got the collared version too with the weapons.
Racist.
That was.
Why is it gotta be colored? Why is it be colored?
That's literally right on time.
So I will say
it's pigmently superior.
Wow! So,
get him!
I didn't say that right now. Pigmentism.
I will say that a toy made me watch the fiction.
Yeah,
I think that happened to several people. So Thousand Toys is doing some licensed stuff. That there's an anime called. It's based on a manga, but it's called Blame.
Manga. But,
it's actually on Netflix. It's about a 2-hour movie.
It's good.
It's
though.
Not too bad.
It's
very interesting.
It was very interesting that the animation is beautiful, but they produced Kitty, like the lead character.
Oh, yeah. Dope! How much did that joint run? If you don't mind us asking,
I got it off. I think it was 60 before import, and then they got these little like clone kind of. I don't know what they're called. Safeguards or these crazy fucking spider dudes.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, yeah, that shit's dope, dude. I think those things should be troop built. You know what I mean?
Well, I got two of them so far. But it's well worth watching. I mean, I'm not huge into anime, but it was very entertaining. I actually watched it twice.
I think I saw that. I got an issue with the, I don't know what it is. I got an issue with the Netflix anime, the Netflix original anime. I don't know why. I watched the, you guys seen the Godzilla joint yet?
Yeah, I tried. It wasn't.
It keeps on trying to get me to watch it, but I haven't watched it.
It's I watched Godzilla, and there was some other crap I watched. And then it got
Godzilla,
like
man. Wordy. Too much. I couldn't fucking read it fast enough. I was like, God damn, slow down.
Shit, all anime is wordy, though.
Fucking wordy.
And I believe...
Somebody's beating their kids in the background. I can hear it.
Well, that's my wife. Don't worry.
I'm the black guy. I'm the black guy.
She got that Puerto Rican Florida flu, so she's
She's raising hell.
Puerto Rican Florida.
She's got that Tamiflu strength right now. She's
having those fig dreams and fucking freaking out.
Yeah, and I got some fig dreams.
Oh no! Is she having those
fig dreams?
She didn't say anything about a fig dream. She might be too embarrassed to cop to that. But yeah. Dude's got a ball jointed knife holster on his back. That's pretty dope. So, I got some. I got some art supplies and diorama building stuff. But yeah, that's it for me. So, we've got
a lot
of news tonight. But first. We have a guest we're going to let tell us a little bit about what he's got going on these days.
Besides a lot of stress, I don't know.
Well, I mean, I know you got the website and you're, you know, I'm going to let you pimp your shit, pimp.
Come
pimp
on, it. Man. We're adults. We all got stress.
Oh, yeah.
And as much as we think we're fucking 16 years old, we got fucking stress.
Ain't that the truth? I don't know. Chill. We're trying to get an episode of Detox recorded this evening. Concerning Detox, I am hoping, I am trying my best to get us to kick up a few extra outlets on the platform so we can have more material out for people, not just a Detox show. Like, so like you guys know, I got out of doing the toy reviews like a while back. I just stopped. I lost interest in that. But I decided to do this thing called Toy Play on Toy Detox. Well, I'll do like a toy review, something like a toy review. You know what I'm saying? At least once a week, if I can get the other guys to get into it, we'll have them fucking around with toys or some shit like that. Just so our viewers can get one on one with whichever one of the savages.
Can you get Cody do a review?
I would love to though, because I think it would be so awesome to see. What I really want to do is I would love to get Cody to tattoo somebody live.
And fuck up a tattoo. I fucked up there. I'm sorry. It's got some juicy bits. That would be awesome.
If you know what, to all of the ETR. Views. If I could get you guys to inbox each one of the Detox Savages, that would be Cody, that would be Garrett, that would be Tyler, that would be Alphate, that would be Spiros, and just like bomb them and tell them get off your ass and do a toy play video.
Listen,
you know we try to do it every week.
Here either, dude. So don't ask us to help you with your nonsense.
Unboxing videos.
Yeah,
we'll go live in the they can't fucking record a video. Send it to me.
Hey, send them DMs. Send them DMs to them cats, dude. Send all that hate mail to them. Tell them, especially Tyler right now going into the fucking soft goods craze.
Hey, you're welcome.
I definitely want to see
you. Welcome.
That's a leather conditioner.
Much, listen, right? I sell people on dolls. Dust sells them on air fryers. We have a whole thing going. 2019, we're going to combine the ideas. It's coming. Don't worry. You'll never have to iron another Catwoman suit in your life.
Just throw it in the air fryer.
That's right. We got to figure it out.
Hey, while you're begging the realm for help, do you guys need likes? Subscribe to? Are you guys hit 1,000 yet?
You guys need any prayers over there for anything?
Hey man, we could always use prayers, bro. We could always use prayers to the plastic Jesus.
How's your channel? You reached the 1G yet? You need us to send some people.
YouTube channel? You know what? Our YouTube channel, and it's my fault because I just we haven't given a fuck about the YouTube channel in a while until YouTube decided they want to change their platform on us, and so now I want to throw my thumb in the face of the man.
Gotcha. Right.
So now I got the nerve to tell people to subscribe. So we actually been putting stuff up on YouTube, which is actually what brought about the toy plate thing.
Yeah, well, that's what I say. I remember you first started putting stuff on your YouTube, and then you were like, "We're just going to keep it on the audio format."
Yeah.
Did you get a different YouTube though? Isn't there two of them out there?
Yeah, we got two because there was a point where when we started trying to be professional like you guys, right? So we got the website. So when Af came through and he hooked up the website and we changed all of our accounts so it could reflect, you know, Toy Detox accounts and shit, I was like, well, this would be a good time for us to do YouTube. So I created this whole YouTube channel and all of that shit. And guess what? That shit didn't go. So he was like, you know what? Fuck the YouTube. Because all of our listeners come from Podbean.
It's more audio. Yeah.
Yeah. It's all the audio shit, all the iTunes and shit, man. Yeah, so, but that toys that made it.
There's a lot of people that do the YouTube thing, so
yeah. That Toys That Made Us episode was got a lot of views, so it made me want to pay attention to the YouTube again. To be honest,
man.
And you know, throwing my thumb in the eye into.
If you guys would be doing this Let's Play thing, I mean, let's send the people over. Toy
Let's
Detox.
Play,
go get a subscribe.
Everybody yeah, go over to the Toy Detox Toy Play deal and hit the subscribe, man.
What? That's a different channel. It's Toy Detox Toy Play, or
it's just Toy. It's Toy Detox, and then under there you'll find a Toy Play video. Right now, there's just one.
Just take the time and just slap the audio behind the Toy Detox logo and just upload it to YouTube, man.
Yeah, I mean that's what we're doing
because it takes a long time because I render videos all the time, but. There is an audience on YouTube, and there's a lot of people that just are YouTube only. You know, they'll slap it on while they're doing something on, you know, in their house or cleaning their house or fucking around shit on their computer, you know, they'll have it playing in the background that don't necessarily use iTunes or Podbeam or Google Play.
Yeah, it's funny because I know before in the beginning, Cash was like, even Bobby was like, yo, y'all not getting my data. You know what I'm saying?
He wanted audio. Yeah, he was the same way with us. Yeah, yeah.
Y'all ain't getting my data, but I know when I turned my head away from the users, when I realized how many people cared about it, but I just didn't care. So, but I think our last two episodes have gone up, and got some other things I'm working on. But there's so many things I'm working on, so it's a bunch of unfinished products, projects that'll maybe get.
Why don't you put those interns to work? You got like five of them.
Yeah. Oh, interns, are you listening?
Yeah, you know what? Why don't you have them?
You know what?
Some content, man.
Let me just say this.
Why don't you introduce the guys behind the scenes? Let me say this before this goes any further,
because I think you guys feel like don't put the
interns. I'm just trying to give you some ideas.
Let those dudes out the basement.
No, hit, check it out though. Like, so
for one, said, let the dudes have the face.
check it out. Like, Cody, yo, we cannot say enough for Cody. Cody carries our like social media presence on his shoulders by himself. Like, Cody's the shit. You know what I mean? So if Cody was to say, no, fuck that, Brave, I'm not doing any toy play videos. You know what I'm saying? I couldn't be mad at him, bro, because he works hard on that. He works fucking hard. On the Facebook page and the Instagram.
Shout out to Reed Man.
Yeah. And then of course Alpha Tay manages the website, so I don't stress him now. If your name was not mentioned, then you are a detox intern savage.
Shark, you see that little fish that's hanging on to the shark? That's what you are.
Do some self reflection on why is if I didn't say your name.
I think that's called fish, just for all the nerds out there.
Is that the real name for that?
I think it's called the pilot fish.
I think it is.
I thought it was just called the little shark on the big shark.
Brave, I got a question about that Toys That Made Us episode. I don't know if you can even answer this question, but how did you guys wind up getting that set up? Like, how are you able to meet with that dude to get him on the show?
Oh, dude, I'm just official. Like, I just
sent that paper. All right, that's fair.
No, seriously, you know what? I'm of a mind that fuck it. You can't tell me no. You know what I mean? Or all you can tell me is no. You know what I'm saying? So I reach out. Like, for instance, one of the guys that was on the actual, one of the toy designers that was actually on the show is a friend of me and my cousin's.
Okay.
Right. Yeah.
He definitely didn't say check the YouTube channel.
Was that?
Graves said. I mean, the dust said they didn't say check the YouTube channel.
Hey man, be on our show. Check our YouTube channel.
Yeah, but you know what though? He was mad cool. I mean, on the strength of us knowing somebody that was actually on the show. I was like, well, shit. There's nothing gonna stop me from reaching out to him, so I reached out to him, and the dude was just mad cool. Like, he didn't have a problem. Like, he communicated right back to me, like in no time.
You know what I'm saying? Like, he was like, that dude seemed like he was legit, like cool as fuck, you know?
Awesome.
You know, he collects Star Trek, and then I was like, oh,
hey Gary, they like Star Trek.
I'm just kidding.
You never know until you try, man.
Yeah, that shit. I had always reaching out to all kinds of motherfuckers. Even now, to now, like, I'm always reaching out to people, and whoever responds. Whoever don't, I mean, you know, whatever. It's all good. I still gotta wake up in the morning to piss, so you know, it's all good.
Hey, just a little wayback machine here. You guys remember that company that was making Hova? I don't remember the name.
Transform and Roll Out or whatever.
Yeah. So I had initially lined up a phone interview or something with their designer, but once they kind of went away,
Everything went away.
I'm still waiting for that figure. You know what else I'm still waiting for, dude? That Voodoo Toys Ironhide. I still wish they would release that shit, dude.
Really?
Yeah. I don't want two of the MP Ironhides. But I got it.
Yeah, I'm tired.
I thought they did. They never released that shit.
They just the
Ratchet.
They released the Diaclone version and then the Ratchet.
The Ratchet.
Oh wow, I didn't realize it never came out with the Ironhide version. Are they still? Is Voodoo still around?
Fuck no.
It was supposedly part of MMC or
I don't know. At that time, it was
part of somebody.
All these companies were creating dummy companies to release inferior figures to get dough.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know?
Yep.
I don't know. I'm kind of liking Zeta. I'm kind of liking what they're doing, but I haven't been in it like that.
Man, I don't know. I just saw that they're releasing Hegemon and Orion again. I'm
just man. They're just fucking digging, man. They're digging, man.
Wait, they're doing what now? They're doing what now? They're releasing Hegemon.
So, yeah. So they're saying like the original, the designers of Hegemon and Orion are the same designers that are doing the new stuff.
Are they going to be
bigger? I don't know, man. I think this is just a
part of
Toy World, man. Toy World got some beef. I don't know, man. It just sounds weird.
I feel like I can respect Why would they go that far back?
Why would they go 2 years back? You're trying to say you were the designer of them?
You know what? Check it out from the perspective of them trying to say, listen, we've put out good work. Don't doubt our quality. Or maybe they just want to put their thumb in the eye of fucking Toy World. Maybe Toy World pissed them off.
Or these guys are Toy World.
I mean, what do they have to gain? What does Toy World have to gain by jumping ship and having to start all over? They already have the name recognition.
Unless they're on the run.
Yeah,
unless
the fucking name went in the toilet, man.
I disagree, man. Just off the strength of their Devastator alone, who gives a fuck about their shitty blur? I mean, Cup and the other one. Like their Devastator was so dope. Like, sorry about those last two, but what about that Devastator? Huh? We're releasing it. And everybody's like, yeah, fuck, you're right.
They keep putting it in their face. We got a yellow one. We got a green one. We got a clear one. We got a purple one.
And like their, you know, their Cosmos wasn't bad, and some of their other shit wasn't bad. You know, their cone heads were dope. I mean, you can argue that they're too tall, but they're still good.
Yeah, I can see that. I don't think that it's Toy World. I think those cats is legit trying to fucking put a thumb in fucking Toy World's face. Like, fuck y'all. I can support him for that. I can see
why
that.
Would you go back and fucking redo Orion and Hegemon? They were re-released like 19 times or 16 times.
Well, the question is it going to be a larger scale? If it's like MP scale?
No. They're keeping them regular scale from what I saw. I don't even have it in it just dropped, so I didn't
I think people will still buy them, dude. You know what I mean? Especially because look at all the people that are still buying like these Power of the Prime shit.
Don't get me wrong, Orion and Hegemon were fucking great figures.
I was just going to say, Orion, they were good.
Orion is still good. I think Orion will hold up now more than Hegemon will.
If you made Orion in the MP scale, if they put out Orion in MP scale, I could see a lot of cats getting.
Didn't they do that?
Orion was dope as fuck. No, they never
upscaled it.
He's Chug scale.
Yeah, he's Chug.
Didn't they put out that IDW Prime?
Didn't they put out something masterpiece?
Not Zeta.
Toy World.
That was G.
That boxy, that boxed up looking ass Prime, that box head looking shit, like a bunch of blocks.
Oh no, they put out a G1 one. They put out G1
Lego looking shit. Oh yeah, that's right. Remember, it was way too fucking tall.
Yeah,
that's right. Yeah. That was when they started doing like at the beginning of their fucking when they started including those bases and stuff. That's right.
They oversized that, but they oversized these guys.
I found a good spot for that Prime. He sits good with the 86.
Oh no, Brent. We're talking shit about it. You got it. Oh no.
No, he's like
hey, look, but it's a Prime. I got
toys, but that one is still staying in the tote.
I'm actually in for that Orion too, because it's got a better paint scheme than the original.
Yeah, Orion.
Hey, you can see that really information. Is it going to be MP scale?
No. You know, it's still the same scale, but it's actual red instead of pink, like the other one was.
Okay, so now I don't understand why they're doing it. Then
the red was a little bit light.
Yeah,
that figure was a really good fucking figure, man. Yeah, I love it.
Remember when it got hard to find for a minute and the price shot up and all that? Mine.
Dude, huge. Yeah, somebody didn't you sell it for like two something?
Yeah, a little over two.
Yeah, that's a deal.
Hegemon, I sold mine for $475.
That's bad shit.
Oh, I remember when Hegemon was
that's
shit,
when that's
dude.
When the fucking shit was hot. So when I paid
when third party was good, shoes. Dude. When you can make some money off your third party shit if you want to get rid of it.
That's when I heard there was a leak. I heard from someone that they were gonna re-release it, and I just fucking put it up on eBay, and it just went boom.
Ta-da.
I remember when Hegemon.
And then I bought Hercules, and then I sold Hercules for $100. Shout out to Making It Big.
It's been happening. A generation to a gravity builder now, right? Because they finished that shit.
They also have an upgrade kit coming out where it's making the thighs a little bit taller and giving you a G1 head.
For the legit one or for the knockoff?
For the legit one.
Shit ain't
I just help. Remember, you know, like Hegemon was the fucking G1 Megatron back in the day.
Yeah.
It was. You had to have it. It was.
I mean.
That was the only
it was
one
so
available.
Bad, but
still is the only one available. The only G1 Chug Megatron.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So people will still buy that shit, man.
All we had was the Nerf gun from classics. Yeah. with the
that was a good time in third. It was a good time in Transformer Collection.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. I mean, honestly, as much as we hate on Chugs and you know, say, but you know, it was really a good time because there was so much shit coming up that was new.
I think we appreciated stuff more. It was more value.
I agree.
I don't think it's a bad time now. I just think that we. I think we're spoiled now.
It was new, like being a collector. You age like a dog ages every 7 years.
Yeah,
years like 7 years, and now we're just all fucking crusty and old.
I think we're just a little bit smarter. We've all been burnt, you know, maybe, but in you know, from making some purchases, and we're just a little.
I think we're spoiled.
I don't know if we're spoiled. I think we're just smarter consumers now, and we know the game. Before we didn't know the game because the game was new. Now we know.
That's. I'm not going to disagree with you because you got a dope-ass t-shirt, bro. I'm not going to disagree with you.
Yeah, but you could even say, even the third-party game has changed.
Yeah.
Like, it's new now. Like, we're like, all right, you know, think about it. I have no idea, really, past one, maybe two releases of what these companies are doing. Like, what else is MMC doing other than their Cliffjumper and this Bruticus?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? What's FanToys doing other than, you know?
They're keeping it a lot closer to the hip now. Like back in the day, we saw silhouettes and we saw, you know, the only person that's 3 years in advance is FanStores.
Yeah, really? Like DS9, what else are they doing other than these fucking Combaticons?
It seems like they're really concentrating on their legends.
Oh, yeah, and I guess
it's and the movie line. They're doing more movie line.
Yeah.
All right, Dust, we have some slide shows to get to. You want to go first?
Me too.
What do you want? I thought you wanted to go first.
That's fine. I'll go first.
Who has to pee first?
Yeah, that's
I currently don't have to pee. So,
Brink, you got to break that seal already.
It depends on who's presenting.
Pop that cork.
I'm peeing right now.
You're peeing.
Just back in the bottle, huh?
There you go. Good for the goose, right? All right, here we go. Everybody see the logo here?
Hold on.
On the screen share.
Yep. But Brave, that we definitely had a good conversation there, man. I get what you're saying.
Yeah, no doubt, no doubt.
All right. Once again, don't forget to check out agabus.com. The Realm of Collectors featuring the always sexy and ready to ride pink and purple Ollie.
We have to get one. Fantasy Fest. Days, man. We have to get one.
Fantasy Fest.
Yeah. Any customizers out there, please hook us up.
Any KO companies, please.
Yeah, please hit us up.
No.
Man, hold on, Jason Brown for that. For me.
All right. Merch still available. Shot glasses, 2 for $13 shipped in the United States. And friends and family tea. Not a whole lot of these left, but we do have some left. They're $30 shipped in the United States. And sexy headgear for your head.
You know, there's only like two of these left, you know.
Yeah. Actually, there's actually.
Stop! That's all I see!
There's one cap and I think maybe 5 or 6 beanies.
I'm not gonna lie, the one with the hat looks like Jill a little bit. I'm not gonna lie.
Nice. Don't forget our NJCC exclusive shirt. Jersey as fuck. Is available for pre-order until this weekend. After that, we will have some limited sizes available. But if you want to make sure you get your size, go ahead and pre-order. It's 25 if you're picking up at NJCC.
Is this plate to scale on the back of that shirt?
It may not quite be that big. $25 pick up at the show, $30 to ship in the domestic United States. And we're still beating kids here at the Crash Bars Compound.
Yeah, yeah.
Speaking of NJCC, the Realm of Collectors will be participating in the raffle. Anybody that has been to NJCC knows half the fun is the hourly raffle or by hour, however often they do it. And the Realm is donating the Mattel 10th scale Justice League RC Batmobile.
Is that the one the Best Buy is selling?
Best Buy was selling it, yes.
Ooh.
It's made by Mattel. It's not, what's the other company that Air Hogs? Does they make one too?
Sure.
I'm saying because I bought.
Oh, just froze. Shout out to Flow Rider Internet.
Sure to get them Apple bottom.
The best internet in Florida.
NJCC is coming up soon. It is March 3rd and 4th. The Realm will be in full effect. Cherry Hill, New Jersey at the Holiday Inn on Route 70. Open 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. both days. So come check us out there.
We will be representing.
The realm will be deep. Coming up first, we have some Soul of Chogokin news. They are doing the Power Rangers.
Piss break.
Do what?
Piss break.
Piss break. Power Rangers Dragon Zord. This looks pretty dope, actually. I don't know how big these are as compared to, say, the Voltron. Does anybody know?
About 11 inches.
It's about 11 inches. Jamie, are you in for these?
About the same.
Yeah, we'll have to.
It looks really good.
It actually does look good. I wouldn't buy that shit, but it looks good.
I'm not really sure what this is.
It's like a weird ass plug.
That's I think that's the chest crest thing, and maybe
it's a chest crest that forms his lance when he's
okay.
Combined with the Megazord.
Or it could also be a horribly mistransformed laser beak. No,
yes.
Okay. And Jame, what is happening in this picture? Is this something different, or is this the same thing?
It's something different. It can combine with their Soul of Chogokin Megazord.
And this is already out.
Yeah.
Chris is being coy. I know you watched fucking Power Rangers.
No, I watched like the first Mighty Morphin back in the day, but you know what? It was 25 years ago now. So
shout out to Amy Jo.
Yeah, there you go. So it does all this cool stuff. So moving along from that, hey. Mezco with their weekly pre-order collection drop. They're doing a Black Panther. I'm sure it'll be out sometime in the next 9 to 12 months. I'm interested to see how this suit is made because it looks
weird.
Kind of looks akin to the BVS Batman.
Yeah,
except a little glossier. You know, it's got that textured pattern to it.
Yeah. So this one up for pre-order today.
That head's money right there.
Got a thick neck though.
Yeah, that neck makes the head look weird. It just looks makes him look like he's really, really short.
Yo, my boy BP he's fucking swole, don't you get it twisted.
One of the little people.
Yeah.
Big ass neck.
And it comes with some accessories as well. Looking over Wakanda in the background. And then he's in the city in this picture. Shout out to Mezco, and they're always delightful promo pictures they put out.
Yeah. I have a question for you.
Sure.
I don't collect the Mezco stuff, but as far as it's soft goods, right?
Right.
Which is the thing. How is the articulation and the quality of the actual soft goods? Can you get them into some good poses, or does that stretch the material? Does it, over time, are you worried that it may, you know, tear?
There is a little limitation, Jame. You know, obviously you're not going to do a full shoulder rotation with a figure that's got, you know, I wouldn't say that it's as limiting as it is. You have to be mindful of it.
Yeah. And it really depends on the figure too. I mean, there's some like the Flash, there's like, it depends on what kind of like Deathstroke, he's got the armor plating. So he's going to be a little more restricted. Whereas something like the Flash, you know, you got a lot of free reign or whatever, like
Spider-Man.
Right, like the
Spider-Man should be fairly free range. It just really depends. I mean, I know the Daredevil, you can get some really good ones out of it, but you got to be mindful of what you're doing.
I feel like they look better though now too. Like I just remember when we first started talking about them like a year and a half ago, and they really just looked like you were straight up getting like a Mego. You know,
it's that old school Dark Knight SCCC one. That one was pretty good. It was good. It was really good too.
Loose skin Batman.
Yeah.
So, but that one just kind of, I mean, that jump started this whole line, you know, that came out, and then like a year later, they really started cranking them.
Yeah.
So as far as, you know, I think you said something about deterioration. So like, for example, the Daredevil has a spandex suit, for lack of a better term. And then there's some like pleather-ish pieces. And I can imagine that pleather giving you some issues over time. It's the same kind of issues you look at a Hot Toys figure that's an older figure. Like, for example, that Bucky I got was pretty much dead mint in the box, but it is a, 6-7-year-old figure, and a lot of the glue had deteriorated on the straps on his chest, so I had to glue them back together.
Yikes.
Yeah. So that is a concern, Jame, and you know,
okay.
Even, you know, on Hot Toys, like the pose I have my Superman in, like if I move his arms out of that pose, the material in his elbow joint kind of sticks together. It's a little troubling. So it could possibly be an issue going forward. But here he is with all his accoutrement. My only complaint with this company right now is they're taking forever to put stuff out. I mean, it's basically the same thing as collecting Six Scale, as far as the time frames.
Now, do you think they'll do a what's the energy suit that it variant they had?
Yep, they will. Whatever? They get their money's worth out of their molds.
Oh yeah, it'll probably be like a San Diego or New York exclusive.
So they've done at least three. Well, no, that's not true. They've done at least two of every release that comes out.
Yeah.
So that'll be a previews exclusive or a con exclusive. I almost guarantee it.
I don't like them toes. There's something about toes.
This thing kind of looks like Amigo. It's kind of weird looking. Like
Mama told me.
They all kind
of. Well, this is Descendants. You got a Descendants album.
Maybe like a famous cover.
Mama.
There's something just about, like, I understand why they give you like the unmasked head, but it doesn't seem to work.
The one thing about Mezco always got me figure. Was very thick legs and waist.
This one's not bad though.
They have a little slender.
Yeah. They do have a couple different bucks they work with. So this looks like it's this more slender one, say like the Punisher and Captain America are in like a super thick buck.
Yeah
I think because this guy's like in a onesie, that's what makes it look that way.
Yeah. Yeah, there's no breakup at the waist, which I mean it's just the way it's made. So staying with soft goods, Soap Studio, which is a company that I know, Brave, you got something from them one time, didn't you?
I fucked up and sold that fucking Batman, bro, and just totally underestimating the value of these soap figures. These guys are on the come. Like, these guys are the guys to watch, dude. Like, that Batmobile they had out originally, that shit is ridiculous. Watch these guys, man. Watch them.
Yeah, so they put out a remote-controlled 12-scale Batmobile. It was like $600.
That shit is insane.
It is dope, but, you know, $600 for that. And recently they did Flash and Arrow, the movie, I'm sorry, the TV versions in soft goods. I don't think they're out yet. I think they're due out pretty soon. But then these two kind of came out of left field, and they're very intriguing to me because, you know, I really love this.
Nolanverse.
Yeah. No, it's just some cool cool takes on these characters. You never in a million years would think you'd get it, you know.
Nah. I mean, does anyone find it odd that they would go with these, or do you think it's smart that they would go with these?
I think it's smart because there's nobody in this lane.
And I think too, like, this is like an iconic scene from the movie when they're just battling on the ice and stuff, you know?
Yeah. I mean, but look at all the detail here, man. That's bananas.
Yeah.
I will say though that that's weathering like there. Liam Neeson though.
It doesn't mean that.
No, I think the head sculpt on Liam Neeson sucks.
Well, there you go. You just keep him like that.
Perfect. So they shoot him. They knew it was bad.
I don't know, man. I don't think it looks.
I think it looks really good, especially after having that Batman. And that Batman was like really flat to me. Like the face sculpt was good and the weapons were cool, but it just seemed like it was an expensive figure. It was really valuable if anyone knew what the fuck it was to even want to buy it from you. But the figure itself was like just like really bland. You know what I'm saying? I didn't think.
Which Batman was it?
It was the Dark Knight. I'm sorry, the Batman Begins Batman. And I think the figure was only released because it was there was so much desire for it. They initially made it to go along with the Batmobile. The Batmobile was the main deal. And I guess they got so much attention for the Batman, they went and decided to release it on its own. And at that time, I don't think they had any other figures out. They just had, like, they were showing certain things. Like, as a matter of fact, they had that Flash, the TV show Flash, on their website.
Yeah.
But you could see that they had, and they had that, and they had the Bane. They started showing the Bane, and you could see where they were going. So to see them here now is kind of crazy.
Yeah. So they did show Bane and a couple other things at a at some show recently. And their head sculpts. This sounds funny to say. Have you guys ever seen like those stores in the mall where you get your own figure made and they like somehow map your face and print it, and it's kind of really soft looking? Does that make sense?
Yeah, I've seen someone that has it.
Shout out to Eric Tron. But you know what I'm saying? And these kind of, for some reason, I get that vibe out of it. Kind of soft, you know?
Right, right.
I don't know. I think they're dope. I don't know what their price point is, but I'd definitely be interested in picking these up.
I have an urge to get that Bale and put a lightsaber in his hand. Maybe a good looking Jedi.
You're not wrong. Keeping in the Nolanverse,
SH Figuarts released images of their upcoming Selena Kyle figure.
All in on that.
It's got a great ass.
You know, I've got the Mafex and I'm not mad at it, but
Look at that one.
Got a lot of bass.
So here she is with the Tomashi exclusive Bat Pod.
She gets a back shot of that.
Yeah, that's where she pays off right there, man. That looks good.
Shout out to everybody selling that over the weekend.
I've got the Mafex Bat Pod and the Mafex Catwoman, and I just don't really see me upgrading.
Yo, liquidation coming, bro. Ooh, look at that. Look, I'm getting that, dude.
Of course you are.
You know I am.
I mean, they nailed the face sculpt. You know, last week we had the Robert Englund guest says Obi-Wan Kenobi fiasco.
Do you wish they would have made it without the mask, though? Because wasn't that kind of the whole point of the ears? Also doubled as the mask?
They don't have a version without the mask? Or like a clean face
sculpt? No, those were her, like, infrared or
right there.
No, the ears were like
on that picture.
Oh, it was just for breaking safe shit.
So she could raise it up and have ears.
No, see, yeah, but just makes a good point. Why wouldn't they make a face sculpt without any of that shit? So you can just see her pretty face.
Did they ever have her in the cat suit without a mask on?
Yeah, at the end. Like when she's getting on the bike, I don't think she has the mask on, right?
No, she does.
She's got the mask. Oh, okay. It's been a while since I've seen it.
Even when she asked Batman, it, like, you've given the city everything, and he was like, not yet, not everything. And then she puts the mask down. Not everything. Did she had a mask on there too?
I think so.
Somebody watch the movie real fast. Let us know.
But there they are together.
I can never go back and get that back.
I watched Begins last week.
She's supposed to be that fucking tall, man.
Yeah, that's what I was fixing to say.
Look at that, man. She's on heels, bro. She's on heels. It pushes everything.
It looks like she's a little bit further before.
Nah, dude, not that much. Batman's a hobbit in this photo.
I'm small.
Fucking
wow. Ooh.
Look at that.
Hey, that's a sales pitch right there, guys.
So my Mafex can do that, but her hip falls off. So.
Get it from the back.
That sounds like Mafex. That sounds right about right.
Yeah. It's
Bruce Baggins.
Hey, look, more ladies.
The Mob Deep. Hit it from the back.
Ladies. He showed up randomly at some shop in Vegas over the weekend. So the Black Widow bike set from Marvel Legends.
Is that 6 inch?
Yeah, and the Ghost Rider set as well both showed up just kind of randomly. I only saw somebody, I think Rogue Toys or something like that in Vegas had them, and I saw a couple people doing reviews.
Oh, son of
these weren't out earlier? I remember looking at these like 6 months ago.
No, they just come out. So this is the same Black Widow that you got on the carded figures.
Yeah.
And this is the same Ghost Rider from the Rhino Build-A-Figure Wave, just the bikes, and he's a different color.
Is that the Mary Jane head again on that Scarlet Witch?
Looks like you get Mary Jane
on the fuck me Black Widow.
Says it on the box, Brink.
It's real big. It's in red and white on the black box, next to the actual, literally the Black Widow there.
I think Black Widow kind of looks terrible.
You think what?
I don't think that Black Widow looks like that. Yeah, I mean, it could be the lighting in the package.
The bike looks good.
Still got to pick it up. Still got to pick it up. If you're a Legends collector,
I remember that Ghost Rider being dope. You know what I mean? Like, I just like the clear flame and stuff on his head. So I think
he got a little chain with the flame on the chain.
Yeah, I watched a review of this today, and the paint app on the skull is pretty incredible.
Yeah, it's phenomenal.
Dude, I like the yellow front tire. Like, it's dope. They did some
This dude's beard. See that I'm hoping this is his beard over here.
He's like, listen.
Or is his nut hair? Right?
Like, I'm going to put my nuts on it.
It's one of the two. A couple more teases for Marvel Legends. We're getting just clobbered with Marvel Legends.
Did you know they put isn't Toy Fair next week?
Yeah, but did you know that they put out 80 different figures from Marvel Legends last year, counting exclusives and like multi packs and stuff.
So 80. They did 80 for the year. That's not bad. That's too much?
What's that? Yeah.
I think that's honestly.
You think that's too much, or you think there should be more?
No, I mean, I'm just that to say that out loud is
That's a lot of dough, man. That's 80 times 1999.
$1,600 if you get them all.
What's that?
On top of that, they actually made it to the stores. That's the crazy part about it.
Bring how much?
$1,600 if you get them all.
$1,600 if you got them all at retail.
You're going to like burn people out. You know what I mean?
I mean, they're not slowing down. I mean, there's.
No, but I think that's enough for the year. I mean, granted, not everybody buys everything, but for the people that do, man, that's a.
You think that's too much, Jess?
I mean, I don't know. I couldn't
saturation tell of the market.
I don't collect the line, so I can't.
You know what? You would think like every 10 figures, not everybody's going to buy those 10. Maybe they're picking up 4 or 5.
Right. But I mean, there's some of you are. You know what I mean? There's people here.
It's hardcore.
Well, the thing is, man. I mean, you go to any Walmart or Target, you're going to see maybe the newest wave, and then the same bullshit. You know, kind of swinging that's been there forever. Yeah. The majority of the shit's gone.
When you see the new shit, you're just like, fuck it, I'm going to buy it all.
Right, exactly.
It's new.
Except the movie waves tend to hang around a little longer. So. Yeah. But they're doing an entire Venom wave, apparently, and here's the Carnage from that, which is a pretty dope-looking figure.
Yeah,
it's dope. That's needed, though, right? Because they had a Carnage since the last one, right?
That is correct. Yeah, they have not had a Carnage since the last one.
I was watching this on PF on Saturday, and dudes were giving it a hard time. You guys, James, you guys were going in on Venom with the collar.
Yeah.
He got his collar popped.
I do think it doesn't like look that great.
Yeah, if you're going to do a Venom, I don't know. Why would you just have the fucking shit going around his head? I don't know.
It's too bad, too, because like it's from the waist up, it's good, minus the collar, but I don't like the legs on this thing.
A little thin.
It's a huge ass.
The proportions are a little weird.
Yeah,
I'll just stick with my Revoltex. You guys can make fun.
I wonder if it comes with a replacement head.
Yeah, why?
Yeah, I would think with an Eddie Brock head that was kind of transforming into Venom. Now that would be cool.
I think maybe that's probably what's going to do. So it looks like it has that transforming, you know, engulfing your head look. So
there's an event going on in Marvel Comics right now. I think that's actually called Venomverse or something like that. So, Eddie Brock's getting the suit back. So
nice.
He's getting the movie. They got to get correct with the Venom, bro.
He's had it for a while.
Hey, don't forget that rebate.
Yeah, shut up. I didn't realize that was open. No, leave me alone.
No, there it is. Hey, every again.
I'm getting slammed. Listen, that's what I do for a living, and I had to submit like. I got hit with like 80 of them at once from this new dealer.
Yeah, I think that's what we're dealing with here. Maybe I even think that maybe that might be removable.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. I'm sure it's removable. Maybe
just pull it off. So,
what do you think? Are they going this route because this Venom movie is supposed to be coming out? I know it's done by Fox and not necessarily by Marvel. But
Sony.
Is it Sony?
Yeah, I mean, Sony. There's the Children of Venom, and then there's all these different symbiotes, and this wave is going to be a whole bunch of those.
What's
the chick one? Scream, isn't that her name?
Yeah. So they haven't released images for any of the rest of them, but.
Hey, so Venom question for you guys. I got a
shout out to Toy Biz.
Are you guys cool with like when they release a Venom? And it's the same scale. It's like the same 6-inch scale. Don't you feel like the Venom should be larger?
A little bit.
Cool? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I definitely think like the original release, mm-hmm. I still have it in fucking box, was better than this one.
Like, I don't want it in a human mold.
It was like a little bit bigger.
Human. Yeah,
the select one with the multiple heads, I thought was pretty
cool. No, not.
I know it's not the one you have, but you have, I want to eat your brains. Is that the one you have?
That sounded like from Altered Beasts.
Right.
From your grave.
I had a Venom figure, Toy Biz figure from way back in the day that came with a sound thing, and it was at I Want to Eat Your
Brains. Dude, I think I had that shit too as a kid.
Was Toy Biz, man. Had it on the back. Yep.
I remember that shit.
I Want to Eat Your Brains.
Then it had the one where you said shot the slime out of its chest.
Yeah.
Shot the slime.
Look at that guy. Old school costume making a comeback.
And this wasn't enough, the boxed images of the Avengers figures showed up.
Eddie's not in a movie.
Well, of course. They always flesh these waves out. Light spoilers here. These just randomly showed up, I think, in Australia.
Yeah.
So you get an old school Taskmaster, which that we saw. That's
dope, dude.
We get this chick whose name I don't know.
Songbird.
Okay, great. There's another Taskmaster.
$39.99.
Thanos build a figure for that one.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Thanos. Yeah, I just saw the purple arm in the other one.
There's
King Cobra.
King Cobra from the Serpent Society. I hate it when they do that in the box, but in the other Songbird with in the box here. It'll look an Iron Man figure with all the same crap that Iron Man always comes with.
He's not part of the Build-A-Figure wave, though.
He does not have the Build-A-Figure.
So you can easy pass.
Yeah, so you get the Spidey as well. God, my phone is blowing the fuck up. I'm sorry, I apologize.
That new suit, Boogie, Spider-Man?
Yeah, he had some.
Is it any good?
Yeah, it's fine. Dude, it's Frosted Flakes with freaking Lucky Charms marshmallows in it. How would it not be good?
I mean, that ain't...
Listen,
that,
your name's Frosted Flakes. It's a brand.
Sidetracking here. It's Murder Mace.
Come on.
It's after 8 o'clock. He's Murder Mace.
He's Murder Mace. Anyway,
before 8 o'clock, he's Frosted Flakes. After 8 o'clock, he's
Murder Mace. So you get the tech suit Spider-Man here, or Iron Spider, whatever.
There's nothing in this wave that I
want. Do you guys like this Iron Spider thing? I don't...
Yeah, no. I mean, I dig this suit. Like, this will be the Hot Toys Spider-Man I get is this suit.
I think it can look cool. I don't think it looks cool here, Brink.
Well,
yeah,
I mean, not silver.
I mean, look at his finger. His finger looks cool. Hashtag
not my Spidey.
Here's a Proxima Midnight.
Who?
Hey, exactly. Check that out.
It's a Proxima. Not gonna get it.
Dust, you wouldn't buy that Taskmaster?
Fuck no.
No,
why would I buy that Taskmaster?
I don't know.
Hey, who are the legend collectors on the show?
I'm about to dump my legend, man. I'm fucking tired of this game.
Yeah,
I cherry pick. My classic X-Men.
I cherry pick them. Hey, Dust. Hey, Dust. Time keeps on slipping.
Yeah. Yeah.
I collect them. Mm-hmm. Actually, Frosted Flakes collects them probably more than I do. So, we have together a pretty decent little collection. Here's your cap.
Hold on a second.
Yo,
hold on a second. $39.99.
Dude, no, listen. This is in Australia, like I said.
Oh, I know, but still, damn.
Okay, we'll do the conversion rate real quick. Let's see.
Yeah, what's that conversion rate?
Let's do the conversion rate real quick.
Do that conversion rate.
AUS to USD. Let's see here. So the Australian dollars were 79 cents. Let's see. So $39.99. In Australian dollars is $31.42 US, so it's still fucking expensive.
And they bought that shit.
Is that his shield?
Yes.
His shield is Wakandan tech.
Someone get him a shield, and that's what they did.
If you look at some of the images, it appears it's some sort of gauntlets that create a shield.
Oh, so he rams his fist up it to hold it.
Yeah, so he takes the whole fist, Dust, and
rams it up there right now. Hold it like the Infinity Gauntlet.
And he shoves it in as far as he can.
Yeah, twist like they're doing to us with these figures.
Yeah, so here's an up close of your... I'm kind of disappointed by this face sculpt. You know, they're doing the mapping now and the 3D printing, but maybe this is just some early wave and they haven't quite gotten it down pat yet. I don't know.
Yeah. Hey, he's got Kenny Prime hair.
He sharpied out his star.
That's right.
Why does he need more hands? I don't understand.
But hold on a second. Look at the size of that hand. It's bigger than his fucking face. Yeah. No, don't even take out the peg.
It's a pretty big
take
fucking
the peg
hand,
out. Man. That fist is huge.
No, it's pretty big. Rage. It's to fit into
Dude,
the gauntlet.
Maybe that's Thanos' human
he
hands.
He needs to fit into the gauntlet because that's how Cap is going to save the day.
All right, let's get off of Legends now. Moving on to this was a surprising piece of news recently, and I don't know if it's Dom Toys or Damn Toys.
Damn Toys.
They've been a player in the 6-scale military market for quite some time, and they've announced their Pocket line, which is 1/12 scale. Figures with soft goods and accessories shown as such. The first one is an SAS Assaulter.
Oh, sassy.
Pretty cool looking dude here.
Yeah. These actually went up for pre-order on BBTS just before the show started.
Thanks for the fucking heads up, Dan.
What are you talking about? I messaged you as soon as it went up. It's not my fault you don't check the chat.
Okay, well, guess what? I'm running a goddamn show here, Dan.
Oh, excuse the shit out of me.
Well, now I know, don't I?
Yeah, there you go. You're welcome.
Well, Dan, you're hosting next week, so fuck you. You want to see how it is to host a show and not be able to check your fucking messages.
Let me check my messages right now.
Yeah, please.
Those damn toys are up on BBTS. Did you give me a link even? They didn't even fucking this guy.
Dude, you don't even know.
I'm sure someone will give you a link in the group.
Here, let me give you a link.
I bought him.
Got him.
Wow. So,
shout out to those straps breaking as soon as you put those gas canisters in the little holder.
Wow. Negative Nancy over here all the time.
Shout out to carbines on the ball.
I learned from watching you.
There's a carbine on the ball. So, a carbon, whatever they call those.
Carabiner?
Carabiner. Is that what they call them? Is that carabiner?
Yeah, okay, that's racist.
Mm.
Is it?
Sounds racist.
Carabiner, didn't
only when Brian says it.
I know. It's where you put the emphasis, bro.
You got some shit dangling.
That's not bad.
That's a real zipper.
It's a glory hole.
Yeah, but these
balls in it, balls in it.
These come chock full of accessories. There's two different versions we're gonna get through here.
Yeah, I'm excited for these. These look dope. Need some army military types.
I love that it comes with like. What do you need a fucking crowbar?
Yeah, look how small it is.
Dude, I mean, if they would make these figures, would be dope.
That dude's got mom hands.
12 scale. But here's everything he comes with. Oh, he comes with part of the ladder.
And 10 interchangeable hands, dude. That's gonna be awesome.
And here's the other guy who is the breacher.
Of the giggler.
And, he comes with some different accessories, and he comes with part of the ladder as well. So you get both of them.
Coolest thing from that.
Make the ladder. So.
The crowbar sucks.
You don't like the crowbar?
It seems like you have all this shit. Don't forget your crowbar, Jim. Well, he's a
He's the breacher. So
Chad Wingham says, "Yo, not Joe."
Hey, you know, if G.I. Joe could they pull that off in the with G.I. Joe, they'd be doing okay. So moving on to
oh my god, this almost fucking turned me. The fucking Empire Vader almost turned me. The Boba Fett, and now this one.
Dude, just fucking buy them.
Oh, how much is this dude?
So this is like 315 with the chair.
With the chair.
With the chair that lights
up. Incredible. It's got a chair.
Look at the chair.
Strike it down and complete your
Oh my god, this fucking comes with kills me, saber. Bro.
You want look at his dainty fingers.
Oh my god.
You know you want to touch this purple.
See what you know
that
what?
Shit looks if money. That shit has me excited.
If you're a Star Wars fan, you collect hot toys, you're not buying this, you're a fucking fool.
Pre-order at will, Dust.
Hey, Brink, have you pre-ordered this yet?
Oh no, I don't need this.
I'm gonna sell my Omega Supreme and I'm gonna buy this.
Do it. Stop it, Chris. No.
Do it.
Listen.
Do it.
I can
do
turn
it,
anyone.
Do it.
A really weird vampire. I just make you buy dolls.
God, look at that fucking scene right there, man.
I'm gonna call BS on it.
What are you gonna call BS on? That doesn't look fucking good.
No. It's not that. Like, it looks fucking awesome. Here's what I'm calling BS on, right? I don't think that it should be like three. Well,
you get the chair, though. You get the chair.
No, let me tell you what.
They're usually 200 and something.
Yeah.
Let me finish the story. God damn.
We attacking you, son.
You can't talk bad about hot toys. I like hot toys. I like hot toys.
This ain't your free space from safety. You right
I'm
now.
Just saying. Okay, look at Darth Vader, right? They got to work on Darth Vader all the way through the full body, but with the Emperor, you know what I'm saying? You don't know what's up now. And now if he got got them wrinkles all the way through the butt, all the way through the whole fucking
wearing,
body.
He's okay. Wearing Dust Mite's right. New fucking quilt. That's what you're saying.
Yeah. If you know what I'm saying? But other than that, that could be the Joker's body. He probably got like, you know, damaged to some shit tattooed on him under that shit, right? And so he just like fucking, they tailored the fucking cloak. He dropped that shit on it, and they give him a chair.
He's got.
Like, I want to see the body first. I want to see the body. I want to see if the nuts are shrinkled and rippled.
You want to see what's under the cloak?
I got to see what's under the cloak. I got to see it all.
That costs a little extra.
Show me the hey, got to pay what I got to pay. I got to see it all. I want the VIP treat.
My dick.
I don't know, man. It looks fucking good.
No, it looks really good. The head sculpt is insane.
You know, wow.
Hey, head sculpt, bro.
You know, and I lost my love for Star Wars, man.
Do you want to get really chicken wings?
You lost your love for Star Wars.
Over the past couple of years, man, I lost the love.
Oh man, that's harsh.
Yeah,
you could still pre-order this thing. It's not sold out yet.
The chair.
Well, the deluxe version has the deluxe chair. Version.
Let's go to
what's the retail?
Hang on, I'm pulling it up right now.
All right, pull easy. Smash. Stop fucking yelling at me. Keep yelling at me. That's it. It's over.
Rabbit holes. That's not how you spell Emperor. There's not an S in it. There it is. So the deluxe version with the fancy chair is $314. Payments of $56.50 per month.
Of course.
Nice. Will they send it? Will they send it before you paid, or you have to pay before they send?
You'll start paying it before they send it. So $220 for the standard. So you're and that's $49.50 a month.
Yeah,
so,
I think $220 is pretty high for just for a fucking dude with a fucking quilt.
So for six $6 a month.
Dude, look at the effects that it comes with, like the lightning.
You gotta show me them nuts, bro. They gotta be shriveled up all throughout the whole body.
They look absolutely like
you get the snap.
No.
So only your deluxe version comes with Luke's.
Do it.
Now, do these guys come with multiple heads or just one head?
It just depends on the figure.
And
this one, actually, we'll get to it in a minute.
Strike me down.
So yeah, once again, your deluxe version is
If you're not buying this with the chair, you're a fucking idiot.
Is that a light on a chair?
Yes.
Oh my god!
Is it on the top?
Yes.
That's one that you better. You may have to put batteries. Bobby, you have to put batteries.
I want a fucking life size chair. This.
Well, Tyler, are you?
I want to be on Enter the Realm when if it's not a fucking
listen,
chair, just like
listen.
That.
The anybody whose name you mentioned already has this pre-order.
Who doesn't have to worry about the fucking air coming out of the fucking show.
This button massage.
So here's your deluxe version. So you get the chair
and a cane.
Yeah.
It's sold out on BBTS too, just like.
Get the fuck out. It's sold out already?
On BBTS, not on Sideshow. Dust, $56 a month. Come on.
Nah.
So a month. 6 months, right?
Listen, if you want
it. I got a cat with a urinary tract.
Oh, my God.
That's too much.
It's always
it's $7.99 for fucking 3 ounces of food.
And don't forget, you got to pick up the Royal Guard.
You got to get three of these motherfuckers.
You got to get at least two of these.
How much is this?
Let me see.
$8.50 for three?
No. Let's see how much they are. No, they're probably $220 a piece.
Oh, they should do a group buy. You put three together. It's like the fucking X-Transbots Scourge. The sweeps package.
I'm definitely calling it bullshit.
No, yeah, it's a bargain. It's a bargain at $205.
$205 for two?
No. A piece each.
That's bullshit.
$205. What's underneath that?
What's underneath that, dude? I want to see some detail on the body. I want to know that body belongs to that figure and only that figure.
He wants to see fucking veins and fucking wrinkles on the screw.
If you see... If you buy the Black Series, then look under the cloak. There's a whole figure under there.
You think that Emperor, like, you think it's going to be skin underneath? He'll probably have, like, some black suit on, right, underneath
it?
Yeah,
probably all
blue. It's going to be fucking Kylo Ren under that fucking
but
suit.
But look at that face, bro. Look at that.
Look at that smile. He's like, oh, my God.
That shit's perfect, bro.
No. If that doesn't give you the fucking feels.
Dope assessed.
What do you say? Limitless power.
Okay, so ZoloCon is coming up this weekend. That is the Sci-Fi Fantasy Expo, ZoloCon.com, the largest comic and toy expo in Bucks County. This is not a paid advertisement. Saturday the 10th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. If you're a VIP, you can get in an hour earlier. It is at the huge convention center in Warminster, PA, also home to Bricks on the Dollars Lego store. So if you're in town for this, make sure you check that out. It's two floors, 22,000 square feet of collectibles.
Two floors. Brian, you going?
Come see the round's own Brian Brink. Oh, he'll be signing autographs at booth B27 from 2 to 2:15.
Bring your tote. I'll sign it.
He's signing wine glasses, too.
He's signing tits, totes, in Transformers from 2 to 2:15 at B22.
So you going B?
Yeah, I'll be there. I think Dom's going to be there. Bricks is going to be there.
I didn't know it was this weekend, man.
I will not be at this one.
Yeah, I can't make it. I didn't know. I want to go to one of these because it's a pretty good show.
Holy shit, two floors now. Damn.
I got baller floor.
You going to this, Brink? Did you say yes?
Yeah, man.
You're gonna be the only one there, so you should call it ZoloCon.
Oh,
got him. So J-Ruz isn't here, so I took.
I thought that was gonna be a segue.
J-Ruz isn't here tonight. He had to. J-Ruz isn't here tonight, so we have. I chose
again,
the photos
one more time. For the J-Ruz
is not here. I know we never even mentioned it. Where is that guy?
He had to go manage some things.
See, this is what we're gonna do. It's gonna be whenever J-Ruz decides to come on the show, it's gonna be a special guest, J-Ruz.
There you go.
He's no longer part of the fucking roster. He's special guest, J-Ruz.
So I pulled a J-Ruz and picked my. I never post pictures anymore, but I actually built this diorama and mailed it off. So before I did, I took a picture. There's my picture.
Nice. Yay.
It's an alien in a tunnel. Okay. All right, moving on. So here's the pictures that we picked, and these are people who posted on segments. Instagram. No. I'm doing my own thing.
No, you got to do this is the segment. No,
I don't have to do that. These are the people who posted pictures under the hashtag Realm.
Realm
Collectors on Instagram. And I picked some pictures from that. So this is from LCMK2, who we featured a couple times before.
Yeah,
really cool shot heat. Of Ant-Man with some ants.
He's got some heat, man. This guy's got heat.
And then there's a number 9 on this ant back here. Maybe that's a wasp. I don't know. This is a cool shot, though, from LCMK2. Up next, this is a Peru Kill. This is the car mode on a reflective surface. Beautiful car mode. And this is from Rice Master. That's RIC3 Master.
That's not racist at all.
I just read them the way they write them. And he's got rice up in the corner. So dope shot from the Rice Master.
Disclaimer, I just read them like they write them.
Dude, I thought you pulled a Walken impression there.
You could have. I just read them.
I just read them like
You know, at a good time, I got a pretty good Walken, but not tonight.
Not enough liquor, huh? No. All right, this is from our friend Tentacles. And I'm not really sure how I'm confused, but this is a really cool shot of a kind of a transitioning helmet on a Black Panther.
Maybe it's a
Black
Panther.
Is that with all the reds and shit?
So that's the Walmart exclusive that's out right now. It's
my
power suit one or something like that.
Is that a toiler? So you can have that power suit in the movie?
Well,
it's
in the trailer. So
that too.
Oh, really dope shot. This one is from the Bat Collector. We've got a young Robin with a Slade Wilson in the background.
Is that Robin or Damien?
It's Damien.
It's both.
Technically, it's both. I can't be wrong. I can tell by the hair. It's
a slip to the side.
I can't be wrong here.
You are wrong.
Let's see what's next. This one is from It's Dante 2.0, ITZ Dante 2.0, and he got let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 Black Panthers here.
Black power. Black motherfucking power.
At the sorry, I ruined your Black Panther party.
So this is the Eric Killmonger figure, and that's what they're doing with the butterfly joint in the shoulder here. It's amazing.
That's good.
It's really, really working. And is this, hang on, wait a minute. That's Blade.
Yep.
With a Black Panther mask. That's nice. Awesome. That's awesome.
Add a little extra.
It's awesome. So good shot there by It's Dante 2.0. And that wraps up the screen share from the Pinkerton, if you're nasty. So there it is. Away we go.
Ooh. Special effects. We turn it up.
Special, all right.
On the Into the Realm show. We're turning it up. We got some special effects.
Turn up.
Turned up for what?
I believe Dust.
Yo. Yeah.
Some Transformers.
Finally, we have some Transformer fucking news, man. All right, so let me.
Hey, real quick. Shout out to Mark, our winner of the raffle. He actually, it's the same guy who we did the toy drive and shipped the toys. Mark works for a company, I'm not gonna put his business out there, that ships stuff and was gracious enough to cover the shipping for free for the toys.
Oh wow, nice.
And hey, Karma in Full Effect, that's the dude that won the Voltron set. So, and he lives about 30 minutes. He works 30 minutes from me. So
Wait a minute.
So yeah. Hey, I didn't get my sneakers yet from y'all's giveaway. So
shut up. we didn't finish that giveaway. So
I know you didn't. That's why I said that.
That's a 5-year contract.
This shoe's going to be retros by the time y'all.
Hey, they age well. They age well.
It'll be Air Force 29. So yeah, shout out to Mark, our big winner from last week's fiasco.
Yeah, fiasco is not the word, but
moving right along. It's dust turn to rock.
All right, I'm going to hit the screen share button. Sharing is caring. You guys see this?
Yep.
Yes.
It's the realm of collectors, the proper realm.
I'm not gonna lie, I kind of like the fucking fantasy festival.
Stop! Stop! Stop it! All right, let's see if I can remember what the fuck I put together here today. There's been some Transformer news the past couple of weeks, so look at this guy.
Hey,
Legend Scale Blaster, MS Toys. And the only reason why I fucking added this, because, you know, we're not Legends collectors, but I try to put things in here that we all like to talk about or maybe would like to talk about, except for Dan. But this guy caught my eye because it's a pretty good sculpt.
Yeah, no, it looks good. It looks the part.
A little ram horn there. A little ram horn action.
Look at that.
That's Brave's nickname.
Ram horn. I thought it was Carl Ramrod. It's Carl Ramrod.
Ramrod. That's the third-party version.
Yeah, that's cool.
Clean back, you know? I mean,
I can't wait for them to upscale this to a deluxe size.
I can't wait for the Wei Zhang it and make it oversized.
Somebody upscale this. We need a better masterpiece than the KFC one.
That Transbots is not doing it for me.
A lot of phlegm there.
Yeah, it's a little too...
Look at that ball joint at the back of the neck, though.
I know I saw that.
Yeah, there it is. It's a radio. Shout out to Blaster. You know
that suitcase he's got with him.
it's a cassette. It's a cassette. Shout out to you, Jamaican. Small the cassette. We played the dubs in the cassette.
Book.
Oh, you got bigger.
No, this looks cool. It looks better than their sound. Is that their sound wave?
Yeah. I believe so. I'm not a fucking...
No, who put out that sound? Who put out that Bumblebee? It wasn't this Magic Square. It was that other company.
No,
something
was,
Fans Toys, right? Isn't that what it was called?
It was bad.
Yeah, that sound wave sucks in comparison.
Podbelly?
Blaster looks good.
Hey, bro.
Maybe it was the same.
Look at him like, hey, bro. What, bro?
My chest opens up further than you.
Hey, bro. What's up, bro? Hey, bro. What's up, bro? I think Brave can get like 5 of these, right? Brave, you can buy 5 of these.
I think I'm going to just
unlock. Deluxe says that's DX9 Soundwave.
Oh, that's the DX9? I don't know.
Really?
The Deluxe would know because he buys these things.
He does. That DX9 Soundwave kind of looks like trash.
Well, you could tell it's different because look, they've got a ball joint here on the elbow.
And now, now we have
the version's got an actual fucking swivel.
I think, isn't this Magic Square company the one that showed like their promos for like Ultra Magnus and all these fucking figures?
They're
not bad, man.
Yeah, we have some conflicting information. Now they're thinking it's Mech Fans Toys now that did that sound wave.
Right, that's what I thought. It was Mech Fans. Oh. It was Fans
but, Toys. Flag on the field. Didn't Mech Fans Toys like release
hold up, flag on the field.
Didn't Mech Fans Toys release DX9 stuff like a week after DX9 released it? You know, and like that's the whole big problem.
Yeah, they're copying them.
Yeah, they were fucking KOing the shit.
I mean, you probably
flag on the field. All right, then we got
Paul
the.
Paul said it looks like they're peeing in the adjacent urinals. What's up, bro?
I mean, you could definitely tell like the Blaster looks really a lot better than the fucking Soundwave.
Definitely.
Hands are a little bit bigger. There's no ball joints over here.
Like just for the Legends class, it's made really nice.
Yeah, man. Yeah, it looks like, and then when you go back and look at it, you're like.
With the exception
now
of
now that we noticed that, look at the back of this. It's really fucking clean, man. Look, there's no ball joints at all. There's, you know, it's
Wei Zhang or Kung Bang Pao. What's
Kung
the other
Pao.
One called?
Kung Pao.
Wei Bu Bang. I don't
that's
know.
Gonna be, one that's going to be the Rebel Collector KO company. Kung Pao.
George likes his chicken spicy.
Yeah, definitely. Shadow Fisher is making a light-up Matrix.
For what?
For your hot rod, masterpiece hot rod figure. It's a clear.
Shadow Fisher still out there?
Yeah, man, they're still doing things, man.
Dude,
they did those upgrades.
Make a comeback with this fucking Matrix.
Nah, man, they did those. They did those upgrades for the Ironhide and Ratchet. So, yeah, man.
High five on that. High five on that. We're making our way back.
You know what the fucking? You know what this fandom needs, man? Somebody should be making Matrixes. You only get one with MP10.
Oh, hell no. Well, you know what? I don't mind a light up matrix. I think it's cool, but it doesn't need to be clear.
We're back, bro. We're
Give
back.
Me a painted matrix with a light up in the middle, and I'm good. Why is it clear?
I don't understand this thing.
Lacking
paint apps. You know what I think it is? I think it's really to show off their dial building skills. Like, dude, just put on the dial. Now it makes sense.
You know what? Now that I see this, yeah. I really know I need to sell this fucking figure. This looks fucking horrendous. Fucking
who puts that hot rod with the glasses down? Get the fuck out of here.
Oh my God, it looks so bad.
Look at that crotch plate thing. God fucking Jesus.
Oh, you see my belly button? It glows.
You know what? I've been debating selling my fucking hot rod. Now I know. Looking at this picture, I need to fucking sell it. As much as I want this Matrix, I need to sell this fucking figure.
Dude, the glasses. I hate that shit. This looks at least better. Touch. I do think it should have been fucking... I would have rather have seen a Matrix that wasn't light up, but had like those... You know how... Is it Tamashii Nations that does those explosive effects, but just had it where it looked like it was like beaming light out? I would have rather seen that.
Yeah. Check out his fucking slim fit jeans.
This pose isn't bad at me. Like, and that doesn't look that terrible, except for the visor being down. Dude, God. Look at that shit.
There's nothing wrong with slim fit jeans.
You leave Hot Rod. You guys leave Hot Rod alone, goddamn
it. I was waiting for you to chime in,
Brave. Oh my God.
Hey, Brave, I just sold my Hot Rod today, actually.
I've been very disappointed with this fucking figure since day one, man.
I mean, yeah, but still, it's Hot Rod.
I mean, there's no other one, man, but it's got to go, man. It's
when the Fast Toys comes out, you'll be good, though.
It's never coming out. Why would they be taking pictures of these cup and blur with a Takara fucking Hot Rod?
I told y'all.
It's never going to happen. It's
Detox
never gonna
told y'all.
Detox. Never going to get it. Never going to get
we
it.
We all told you. It's never happened.
Doesn't matter what
cease and desist.
This is like Hot Rod pre-puberty. He's like, I've got my blue glasses on and fucking going to wear this fucking huge fucking clock around his neck.
It's going to be so fine.
You know, throw a three-finger ring on him. It's 89. And
fucking mom, I'm going out.
All right, this is DX9's / Unique Toys. What is this from the movie? Hot Rod?
Don't call him that.
No, that's what he was. See how we transitioned with the Hot Rods?
To be fair, that alt mode and the robot, just the build of it, it looks good. Just for what it is.
Good too. Yeah. The back looks kind of a mess, but
if someone does a fucking G1 style head for it, just or Bayverse style G1 head, that would be really good.
Does it come with that blue fucking?
It comes with the holographic accessories. One energized energy gun times one, submachine gun times one. For those who book in advance, will also get two flame accessories and the figure heroine.
That's Hermione.
Shout out to Artie Lang. Coming in the middle of the 2018
pre-order. Yeah,
right in the middle.
This character would have been pretty awesome if he never said anything.
This was the other company that's coming out with it. I didn't write it down. And I'm going to go forward and TF Evo and go back. TF Evo, new guy, I guess, on the scene, is doing their version.
So this isn't this is the TF Evo one?
Yeah, this is the TF Evo.
And you have the photo of it.
And that's the DX9.
Ah, man, that TF Evo one may look a little bit better.
Yeah, it's a little sleeker.
I just think proportionally wise, it looks a little bit, except for that, but it looks a little bit cooler.
That's from the back. That's from the side.
It's got the doors hanging.
It's got the wings.
All right, and so here's what we got.
Yep. This is what you got. You got the movie version right here, and you got Unique Toys over there, and you got the TF Evo there.
So I think.
What do you think?
I think the TF Evo proportionally looks better, but I do think the legs and the.
Was that James snickering?
Oh, no, I just. He has an ant looking head, the TF.
He's got a toilet bowl for a chin.
It's weird. Like, it's almost like you need to combine just the elements of the two to make the perfect one. I think the shoulders look cooler on the TF Evo. I think, like, the ab area looks cooler, but I think the legs look. Man, I don't know. Actually, I think I like that TF Evo better all around.
I think the TF Evo is the win.
I like the feet. I think look a little bit cooler.
For me, I think the TF Evo looks a lot sleeker. It looks a little bit more movie accurate. I don't know. I'm not buying this fucking thing.
DX9 head though.
I think it's strange that you guys have an opinion about this.
Yeah, I know. You know what makes me think, like, why does the shoulders have vents and the movie figure or the movie, is that vents? Is there vents in there?
It's hard to say.
In the shoulders? I don't know, man. I don't know.
I'm gonna tell you, the toys look better than the actual movie design just because it's not as busy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
The head on your knee toys looks a little bit closer to the movie.
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
If you look at the figure itself, though, DX9 put more love in theirs. It's painted. It's got more detail and stuff like that.
Well, I think it has a little bit more. Isn't this just a repaint of their Peru
kill? I don't think so.
Yeah, I'd have to look at it. I don't know. Somebody probably knows.
Not a straight repaint, but I think it's a little bit of redesign from that. But we're spending too much time on movie toys, so we're gonna move along here. And
I mean, but it's still like just from a toy robot standpoint, it's a cool looking thing.
The alt mode is insane, but
yeah, it's dope. It's pretty dope, man. That's on point.
Hot rod.
Frogman said same thing, though. He's like, it's a movie figure. Move on, please.
Who said that? Who said that, Brink?
Frogman.
Yeah, shout out to Frogman. What a dude. Hey, Lunas guy.
God, this is getting worse every time.
Oh my fucking God, man.
Skinny arms.
Hey guys, I'm over here.
He's like 400 pounds on top and then like 30 pounds on bottom. Oh my God. Like he's got a
no curl. This is supposedly the cliff jumper to save the world. I don't think so. What is this?
What MMC.
This is the MMC. MMC cliff jumper.
The alt mode looks dope.
Yeah, I like the alt mode.
I like it a lot.
Well, just think about cartoons. From the cartoon.
I guess Chad Wingham will like it for about 6 months a year then.
Yep.
Oh, you can look. You can open the doors. Check them
look
out.
Look at that. I mean, all right. Honestly, the detail is pretty cool. Dope in there.
That's pretty cool. Stick
shift. It's got the fucking shift.
Do you
clutch and everything? That's pretty dope.
But that's why that fucking body is so big.
At this point, I gotta buy it. That's it right there. See, it doesn't look bad right there. That looks a lot better than it did.
Yeah, it's a professional photo.
I know, but still, like the backpacks doesn't look bad. God, like,
look at those fucking feet, man.
It's just from the head on, man.
It's not even the feet to me. It's the arms. It just seems so skinny.
It's the torso.
Yeah, look at the shoulders. Like super fucking skinny.
It's the torso. That's
why can't we fucking nail this guy? It's so easy.
Apparently
is it
not.
So hard to fucking nail a cliff jumper?
I mean, they've had years to get it right. They've had like, what, a decade
honestly,
to get it right?
Honestly, guys, I'm not a toy designer. I'm not a toy designer, but I guess it's fucking hard to do it because nobody's doing it. We got a fucking Cyclonus. We got a fucking Galvatron. We got an MP10. We got an Optimus Prime. We got a Megatron. We got all these fucking things. Nobody could do a little fucking clip jump.
That's what I like that we have all these things and just this
just,
little tiny.
Just honestly, man, nobody could fucking nail a cliff jumper.
Well, do you have photos of the X-Transbots one?
No, I didn't put it in here. But
see, that doesn't look terrible to me, though.
This is
like that. That looks
okay.
Because you know why?
See, that
it's
looks
a professional
good.
Photo, yeah. And they make it look good.
Yeah, but you know what's fucked up right there? That ab area in the
yeah.
In the
see, this is professional. This is what I'm gonna go back. This is what it's gonna look like on your shelf.
Yeah.
This is what it looks like on your shelf.
Loser.
And this is what it looks like when you know what you're doing.
Hold on, go back one. Maybe go forward one. Forward one more. That's what it's gonna look like on my shelf.
No,
hold on, go
back. Yeah, right there. We're out of there. But yeah, man. Why is it so hard to fucking nail a little fucking dude just like this, man?
It's crazy.
Doesn't matter, dude. They're laughing all the way to the bank.
Yeah, well, you know what? If you buy this, I'm not gonna say
anything. I don't think it looks bad. I mean, go to the one where he's standing with Bumblebee.
It ain't the worst.
Yeah, that's what we said. No, it's just that. It's just like the hips and the abs.
You gotta get in the business, man, and let him fucking. You gotta pose it.
Just
a little.
Rock out with his
yeah, but look,
the cross dress.
I mean,
I think it looks better than Bumblebee.
Yeah, I do too. I agree,
dude. That's crazy.
I like that Bumblebee.
Chris, I agree. The only thing that says cliff jumper to me is the head.
Now see the head looks kind of suspect.
It's the face.
Look at the face, generic. Look at the
your head
look how he's thrusting in the waist.
He got the thrust.
Look at that. Ooh. I don't know about that, man. I don't know. I don't. This is for me, this is not my club jumper.
But you know what? It ain't the worst, though. Like, it could be a lot worse.
I don't know. I think that one bad one that just came out.
The Ace Toys?
I think that Ace Toys that would be better. Bad.
I don't know about that.
I don't know, man. I don't know what looks better.
I don't know. I don't know.
Nah, it's all right.
I need to pick that up on the $10 cheap.
It's fine.
Just you
Yeah, I will. I'll buy it.
Oh, you're a fucking.
But fool. I'm also buying the X Transbots too. I don't like having the same molds, so I want two different ones.
Wait, what's the price point for it?
It's probably $70.
Oh, BB7, the Wei Zhang family are doing a KOMP Magnus.
I'm gonna get it just for the gun. Am I right, Brad?
I'm gonna get it just for the MP.
This is the only picture we have, and it's showing there's no butt flap. So they eliminated the butt flap.
Fold it up.
So to me, eliminate the butt flap, more articulation in the shoulder, and downsize it a little bit. I'm in.
Downsize? Why downsize it?
No, because I like
it's too fucking big. Yes. MP is way too big.
I like
no
it.
Way. No way, dude. The size is on point.
Are you crazy?
I am
it's
crazy,
way too
sir.
Big, man. It's way too big.
Dude, he needs to be big enough to hold Devastator. He's not big enough.
Yeah, it's it's my opinion. But they're gonna be doing their own version with a minus butt flap and hopefully like I said, more shoulder articulation.
Yeah, maybe it's it is smaller.
Smaller. Stepping it up. I hope not, man.
Dude, you know what I want to know? How come nobody's recreated that using the MP Magnus and like the DX9 Hulky and recreated that scene?
That scene?
Next week in.
Yeah. That's what I want the photo.
I could do that right now.
Just... Oh my God, clear plastic.
Look at this. Chris Dahl in the house.
Dude, Tyler was not a Transformers.
He's doing a transparent MP36.
Now, if they would have done this to make it look like he was transitioning into Galvatron,
who's got slowed down?
Then that would have been cool.
Well,
I don't understand
dope.
Clear. Anybody that collects clear Transformers, like I don't get it. I don't get
it.
Dude.
I mean, it's
shout
cool,
out
man.
To Tyler. Shout out to Tyler. That's all.
Yo, we really need to talk to. Why don't we get someone on the show that does collect clear Transformers, not Jolly Rancher stuff. Transformers, but clear.
Yeah, Frogman, purple clear would look better.
Purple clear would look like more transition.
But you can put the lines in it.
Yeah, this.
I mean, I know that's not what they're going for by doing this, but especially because they gave you that face, you know, isn't that one of the accessories was that face? They totally fucked it up. And the feet aren't clear. Why are the feet still gray?
Who's listening to lo-fi hip hop?
It's probably Brave.
Not me for a change.
He put us on hold.
Well, who's that? Who's doing
Carl's
that?
Carl's important to us here.
I'm gonna go back. I'm gonna go look, and
we will be with you in just a moment.
It's not Brave.
Who's listening to that?
Sorry, that was me. I thought I was muted.
Wow.
You are muted. Dan, wait a minute. What were you watching, Dan?
Wow. I don't know, Dan. What were you watching?
Why would the fuck would you do that? Fuck you, Dragon Ball. Fucking douche.
Is that Dragon Balls? I don't know. I just think it's dumb. It's clear. Like you know what? You know what I want to see? I want to see every fucking piece of plastic and every pin that they use in this fucking thing.
Dude, we just caught Dan watching porn on the show.
Yeah. It wasn't lo-fi hip-hop. It was porn. Then I would say, all right, bro, all good.
Why don't they print the booklets on, like, clear acetate?
Well, I'm just saying, this is coming out. It's out there. I don't know. It seems to be a thing. You know?
So should they put a clear orange plug on this?
Yeah, translucent.
Translucent orange.
That's plug. Funny.
Oh, this guy.
Oh, that's Ultima. Terrible.
The Wei Zhang Ultima. Ultima, Ultima, Ultima.
Wait, now is this close to what it's supposed to be? Like what it's copying? Because I don't think so.
That's an original, supposedly an original thing.
Really? Yeah, it's original design. Yeah.
Maybe you can email BB7 directly and, you know.
I like that even their test shot of their box is all fucked up.
I like the fact that I bought the BB7 cone heads and now I know they're Wei Zhang and I'm really good with that.
Wait, I feel BB7's Wei Zhang?
That's what it says. It says BB7 yes. Toys sales store and then the box says Wei Zhang.
Wei Zhang, yeah. It's the same
joint. It's all connected.
Shout out to iGear.
Dude,
Chad's Iger, no doubt.
And one of the posts in the group.
Chad's an Iger family.
They're also knocking off the SOC Voltron, if anybody was confused about
that. Oh, yes. Good job.
Look at them.
In one of the posts in the group, Greg for Mercy is like, dude, with the sounds and lights and the motorized things, like, I can't help but feel this is like a carnival ride.
Yeah, it actually has the actual sounds from the cartoon. So
look at that fruit. Like, I got my
fucking nips.
It looks cheap though for some reason.
It does look cheap.
That's the head sculpt.
You know why?
Because it's Wai Zhang.
Yeah, but consider some of their other knockoffs and shit. And
you know what? You know, Fans Toys is $300. This is $100.
Oh wow, this is $100?
No, well, we don't know what it is.
I mean, if that's $100, even at $125,
I'd even have to say, man, like if it's
that's my Omega Supreme right there. There you go.
Yeah, this is for the cheap ass collectors.
Yeah, fuck you guys. That's my Omega Supreme right
there. This is for the Chug Allegiance collectors. It's pretty stacked back there.
Curious. I'm definitely curious about this thing.
And how big is it going to be?
The tank goes around the track.
It rolls on the track for real?
Motorized and it goes around the track.
Hey, you know what? You got to get him respect for that.
Yeah.
Damn.
I'm not eating.
It looks like it's painted really well. I mean, look at the accents and like the arm cannon and stuff and like just the little circle on the shoulder.
Hey, Dust. How big is he?
So Rob Milton said it's up for $150 shipped on some spots right now.
You gotta Sportman respect that.
$199.
Wait, what?
Yo, look! It's got the Fans Toys Galvatron
artichoke.
Yeah, that little
fruit out the ass.
Explosion ass. It's got a little landing pad detail.
There it is, and it goes around the track, man. That's what's...
something about that says not Omega Supreme to me. It feels more like what's the shit? Hot Wheels or some shit?
Alpha
it
just feels more Joe thing.
Is it Alpha Supreme?
I think I had a Lego
Zeta Supreme.
I don't know,
man. You know, it is what it is.
I think it is.
Shout out to these guys for doing a fucking original design.
Yeah.
And I did not grab the breakdancing pics that James did on Plastic Fanatics.
Yes, didn't somebody put a video of like a bunch of dudes messing with it on a porch somewhere? I think it's as big as Omega, like the Fans Toys one, Brave. I think it's pretty massive, dude.
Yeah, it's hard. It's hard to hate on that, man. You know, it would be a smart move for them if they painted that green as those the G1 Sentinel thing, whatever the fuck them things was called.
Oh, I'm sure they will, man.
Yeah, then you could army build that and not feel bad about it at $100-something.
Honestly,
I've seen a lot of people in the group are like, I'm interested.
Yeah,
dude, I mean, $100. The point, like, if you just made these in those Sentinel colors, because nobody's gonna buy another Fans Toys, a blue Fans Toys. But dude, for $100, you'd buy a blue one of these.
Yeah, Gary, a whole bunch of them shits. GG money will buy a blue fucking Fans Toys. That's G money.
What's that little white bot right there?
I don't. That's something they just put in there.
It's a pre-order bonus.
Yes.
That's great.
He's got the cauliflower coming out the ass.
Pre-order will give you this figure that we can't sell.
All right. Next up, Ocular Max. Is that Ocular Max? What is this?
Yeah.
Studio Ox.
It's Ocular Max.
These are Chuck Scale?
They're Vortex. It looks like Chuck Scale.
I don't know. I think they're supposed new bug scale, you know?
I think it's going to be Chuck Scale.
Yeah, I guess they're Bruticus. I was listening to SCU, and I guess the Bruticus is only like 17 inches, where like the Unique Toys one is 19, you know, Constructors 20.
I don't know. Bruticus is one of my favorite combiners. I don't know.
I mean, this guy looks very tuned.
Yeah. You gotta say so.
To a sense, and more toy, you know? Mm-hmm. I don't know why they're going with this, man. Mm-hmm. I really don't know.
It's not bad though. I mean, no. I don't think bad about it.
Yeah, but
look at that. But that's the gimmick for this Brave. I don't know if you saw that, but like the hand is built into the transformation.
There's no platform in the hand.
It doesn't transform at all. Yeah.
Now, see, I got to respect.
Yeah, right in there. Yeah. The hand.
I respect. He's got hands in his calves.
You could flip. Yeah. So they're using the waffles. They're putting something in the waffle.
See, I don't know. I don't need that, man. I'm fine with parts forming.
Yeah.
You know what? Yeah, but you got to respect the hustle, though. You got to respect. Look at the. I like them Zeta joints, man.
All right, so we got the G1 tune, right. And MMC really looks super close.
They kind of win that.
It looks awkward.
Yeah, they do win what it looks like.
Yeah, UT. UT looks good, but more stylized.
And you got the Cosmonaut.
But not over stylized. The Zeta. I don't know what the fuck they were doing there.
He's got his space gear on. He's ready to
fight. Yeah, I like the Zeta combine mode, bro. I like the Zeta combine mode. I can't.
The Zeta was nowhere near the G1 Spectrum. They were just like, fuck it. We run on.
We're going to do our own shit. Fuck
yeah.
That shit.
So UT looks really tune oriented with a little bit of stylization, whatever the fuck it's.
What's the scale on the unique toys again, if you don't mind me asking?
The combined mode is 19 inches, I think, or 18 inches tall. And the bots are MP scaled.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if you could see back there, but there's the swindle and the whatever, the fucking brawl.
No, we can't see.
Wow. Well, if you clicked on my fucking photo, it would zoom in.
We're just screen sharing.
So being that we just shared it, I just wanted to go through here and show the concept art for this. It's on the Studio Ox. From the Studio Ox design, so
yeah. One of the things we noticed on Plastic Fanatics was that the combined mode limbs were switched. Like Swindle was on the wrong leg.
Yeah, I think that might have been just it's just the way they fucking put it out there.
Yeah,
I was going to edit it out and flip it, but I didn't have time in PixArt, you know, to make it right for the show. But this is yeah, I guess it's quick line panel art to see what it was. And it definitely seems like they're going more toy G1 toy. Because if you look at this leg right here, that's G1 toy.
G1
you know?
Toy.
Yeah, it's more G1 toy. So
Probus.
I don't know, man. There's just too much.
Go back one. Let me see that fucking blast off again. I just want to see what the fucking limb looked like. All right, you're good. What is it showing in the? Oh, it's showing that's how the hand.
It's showing out. The fact that you there the hand is right. Inside the legs, inner thighs, and they come together.
Did they do that with the foot with Swindle and Brawl? They show that same little thing. I wonder if the feet don't do that. That'd be interesting if it's just the arms that go back one.
Yeah, no, they're not showing that at all. Unless it's part of the transformation.
Yeah, maybe that's what they're showing in that bottom
right
one.
Here. Yeah. Right here. No. See yeah. This right here.
Hmm.
All right. Let's look at Swindle.
Frodo.
Frodo. Probus. Incursus.
This is the team. Assaultus Militia.
I'm too toy accurate.
I don't know. I think this drawing of that Swindle kind of looks pretty terrible.
Did you see my drawings that I did?
They look good.
That brawl is fucking massive. Look at how big that son of a bitch is.
Drawings.
Drinks.
Right, they should have hit you up.
All right, here we go. Zeta Motormaster. Hey,
I like this.
I mean, I like this. Not Motormaster.
Oh, whatever the fuck his name.
Onslaught.
Yeah, it's Motormaster. Onslaught.
Yeah. Oh, you didn't even need to see the bot modes.
Motormaster like Thundercons. Oh, my bad. Onslaught.
It's probably the best looking one though so far.
You think? I don't like. I like the unique toys.
No, like but that. I mean of the Zeta bots.
So. Oh yeah, yeah. I really like the unique toys.
Definitely of the. I'm about to say the Warbitron of the Combaticons,
yeah,
of the Zeta Combaticons, like it's the best.
It's better than the way the Aerobots came out.
Oh, no, of just the Combaticons, yeah.
right.
No, I think the Aerobots look better,
yeah,
as robots, but this fucking thing in combined mode, dude, looks perfect,
yeah,
it's pretty good, clean, bro. Pretty good from the back,
me likey,
you know, it's a truck with a flatbed.
Shout out to those missiles just on the fucking hairpin trigger.
A super extended flatbed here, you know.
Jesus. It's almost like he has to transport a rocket ship.
Hey, let's put the torso on there.
Yeah, hold on. Look at that. So that's interesting to see because look at that is like the abdomen and the weight and the thighs.
Does anybody see my pants? I can't find my pants. Oh, they're in the back of the truck. Never mind. Harold, don't worry about going back. They're in the back of the truck.
I mean, knees and everything, bro. Like, all of that shit's back there.
Harold, come back. We don't need to go back. That explains
how it's going to be as tall as fucking...
Harold.
I didn't realize they did the waist, too. So, basically...
Yeah, it's like the Toy World Devi, man.
Yeah, I'm fine with it. Listen, I'm fine with it. But that's interesting to see. I didn't realize.
Yeah, it's funny how
that's how they accomplish that clean-looking combined look. I'm with that.
Yeah.
God, I hope they paint that a little bit more.
I don't like that Hummer, man. Terrible. Why is it a fucking Hummer, man?
Who doesn't like Hummer?
Because the Jeep modern. Looks stupid, man. The Jeep doesn't make any sense, bro.
It's too fucking... I mean, I would really be into this set, but I can't do it. As good as the fucking combined mode, I just can't.
Look at the base mode. Why, dude? Like why?
Shit,
what? What's the
I issue? Like that shit, bro. Fuck that. I like that shit.
If you only want the combined mode, what? Why does it matter to you with the box?
It's not gonna. It's not close enough. It looks good. It's dope. It's bulky, but it's not what I want.
But here's my thing about that though, because you have, or I don't know if you sold it, but you had the Warbitron one, right?
Yeah, and I still have it.
So far off from
it's this. In a box. That I haven't opened since I moved.
Like, why did the Warbitron get a pass and not this?
Because yeah, why it was 2 years ago.
So it's just because nothing else was like
yeah,
it.
Yeah, because it was before. You know what? 2 years ago, they were when it was more stylized. We're buying that.
Someone is
spoiled. Now it's more G1 tuned. Accurate,
yeah, but look, let's look at the combined.
Dust, definitely some walking coming out tonight for sure.
Hey, how are you? My name is Dust. Mites. And
those mites.
Hey, Dust Mites.
Remind them
that foot launch pad. Smack.
Make sure you smash.
I agree, bro.
That like button and subscribe to the channel. www.realmofcollectors.com. And there you go,
dude. That shit is fucking.
It looks good, but it's not. It's not a cartoon accurate fucking Brutus.
Fuck it's close. It's that. It's
that no. Hey, don't Dust, even.
If you want, listen, if you really want cartoon accurate, go back to those drawings.
Those were fucking nowhere near cartoon accurate. Dude, this I don't know where the fuck those guys were thinking, yeah, but this is
that shit.
This shit looks so good. Tyler's gonna buy it. Watch.
Yeah, and it's clean, man. And it's fucking clean, bro.
The exception of the blast off kind of looks a little weird, but it could just
be angle. You know what? The helicopter kills me.
What you mean?
That don't bother me. The helicopter
kills me. All that shit
What do you mean? The white head kills you?
The shit on the arm, right? All these flip flaps and doodads. These bits and doodads right here and the flippity flops.
Doodads.
Flip flops.
I wonder if you could unpack.
Why do we need 17 for fucking propellers? Helicopter has two propellers.
No, that's not that particular model.
17 propellers up here.
It doesn't have.
It has 17 propellers. We don't need 17 propellers. We need one going this way, one going that way. Lift. We don't need 17.
I have a.
We don't need 17.
One more time. Say propeller one more time.
The only
propeller
that can satisfy me.
Fucking propeller
is more
solid, man. Look at the fucking shoes, man.
Yeah, we don't need 17 propellers. By the way,
dude's fucking solid. Look at that guy. Look at him. He's got his gun. Look at him.
Yeah, the gun's a little much.
Yeah, right out of the fucking TV. I just spilled beer on my fucking Toy Detox T-shirt.
Now it's official.
Now it's TF Con official.
Is that Blastoff's chest sticking out of his triceps there?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, look at all those flip flaps and giddy-yats and look at this.
Be fair.
What is this?
That's $60 per limb.
This guy's got more folds than I fucking Boogie 29188 after fucking surgery.
That's $60 per limb except for the slot, and that pulls it off better than that fucking 500 something dollars. Don't get me wrong, I love my fucking my Warbitron joint, but
yeah, the Warbitron
that's like half the price, bro.
But you know what? You're talking 4 years ago, man. It's over.
No. Look how spoiled we are. Good God.
You know what I'm going to do with mine? I'm going to throw it in a fucking dumpster. Oh, I can't even sell it for $100.
Good God.
I can't even sell it. I can't get rid of it.
Thank Wei Zhang for that.
I know. Fuck keeping it for a memento right of the time.
Just yeah, I don't even fucking care, man. I've been in my new house since October. It's still in a box. I don't give a fuck. I don't need to display it. I don't care.
Dust still hasn't constructed his constructor yet.
It'll happen. Shut up.
Dust is the next person to sell all of his Transformers.
Yeah, I think
shit.
He's going to take a page of the time.
It's getting close.
Dust is gonna sell his Transformers and start collecting Marvel Legends and SH figures.
Hey, look at this guy! Jibba jibba jabba, jibba jibba jabba.
Hey, Chris, wake up! Wake up, Chris!
Well, I'm awake. I'm busy working on
the approaches has occurred.
He's making a detolf out of wood.
Actually, I mean, I'm excited that I have actually two toys to buy, hopefully this year, Transformer wise.
The only thing that sucks about this is the fucking pelvis.
Chris, what are you buying?
What's wrong with RC and this?
Nice.
That'll basically finish my movie shelf.
Yeah, you gotta get your movie shelf.
I'll be done.
You know what? You're making fun of that pelvis, but when you see the animated shot, you're gonna be like, okay.
I mean, the pelvis is, I think they're dead on. I think they're really close.
I don't care how long it is. I just think it sticks out like weird.
I'm tired of you.
You don't like it to be bent and curved. You like it to be straight.
Yeah, I don't, you know, it's too prominent. It makes me feel inadequate.
It's like James T. Kirk on the Enterprise.
I don't know if this thing's good enough, though, to sell off if it's
worth it. Oh, I did. I was the first one.
I mean, you're fine. I got two blurs.
Running Man?
Like, the Running Man? I sold it, man. Yeah. 5 a.m. done.
I like that fucking.
I set the market at 80 shipped.
That was a good figure.
I love that shit.
Yeah, that was a very good figure. And shout out to the dude that bought it.
That's a good shot.
Yeah man. Yeah, you know what? If I'm going to be my Cup is Fans toys, my Springer's Fans toys, I'm going to buy RC Fans toys.
Is that RC? Is that Fans toys RC?
Why am I going to keep a UT blur? There's no reason for me because that's how I'm going to do that shelf.
Because
That's why I'm saying we need another Magnus.
I mean, I feel you like it's going to look more unified.
A Fans Toys Magnus?
Yeah, we need a Fans Toys Magnus.
That'll never happen.
Because you know what? The car one's too big and it's fucking garbage.
Okay, no, that's too much. That's too much.
I'm just telling you, man. It just sucks. But this guy is going
to. Fans Toys is not going to make Magnus smaller, bro. He's not going to be smaller.
You know what? You know, where's Hoodlum? He's not here.
Why the fuck would they put that hot rod right there?
Why is Hoodlum here? Why? Where's Hoodlum? Hoodlum's never coming out.
OG hot rod, right? That's OG hot rod, right? Yeah, why would they put it in there?
That's FP09. Hoodlum's never coming out, people.
Look at that.
Why wouldn't they put the newer hot rod in there? I'm telling you, there's some funny shit going on with that Hoodlum.
Yep, it's not coming out, bro.
I have to agree with you on that.
Yep, and I'm definitely sure they're probably going to do a shield for the clear chest.
Oh, I'm sure they did it for Cup, man. I'm sure they'll do it.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, especially if people like keep saying shit about it, they will.
I mean, I don't. I'm not hating, man. But look at this leg, man. That leg looks really
like Cup
busy.
Cup's yeah, got the same leg.
I think that leg looks good, bro. Like they gotta engineer it. I mean, fuck.
No. It looks good, but look at all the folds and the flaps and the diggity doos.
Hey, but that's some skill to get that.
It's gonna be it's gonna be some shit that I'm not doing. So better come in fucking robot mode. Just me.
That shit is dope. That shit is dope.
It's clean. It's very clean from the back.
Hey, Dust, you like translucent chest or
No, I'm not. I'm against that. I'm against mom hands too. But just saying. Here we go. From the animation.
Yeah, see, it's not about how it looks down. It looks like how it's.
Look at that crotch.
Yeah, but look at the top of it on the toy. It looks like it's like a piece, like a Lego piece that's stuck on to the outside of it. You know what I mean? Like there's a shelf there on the toy at the top.
That shit looks better than the cartoon version.
Stop disparaging Lego. Why are we talking about Lego?
No, I'm just saying, like, I'm just using it as an example. It's the only thing I can think of where, like, when you put pieces of Lego together, they stick out a little bit.
Nothing like Lego.
I'm in, man. I'm not a Fans Toys fucking...
You know what I'm a
cheerleader, but you know what? If my season 3 movie shelf is going to be mostly Fans Toys, I got to do it.
I'm just going to buy this and throw the Unique Toys one in the trash. Take a picture of the trash.
Throw it in the trash.
Yeah, no, it looks cool. Do you guys need this to have wheels?
It'll be nice. I would like it to have wheels.
Yeah, I want flight stand.
Yeah. Either or. Wheels or a flight stand.
Like, how come really you want to have wheels? Flight stand. Floor time. That's why.
I mean, why would it have wheels? You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a hovercraft.
Yeah, it's a hovercraft.
Are you sure it's a hovercraft? Didn't the G1 have wheels?
Yeah, he did have wheels.
Yeah, but the, but we know what it was supposed to be. It's a fucking hovercraft. All
right, fine.
So here's it's a hovercraft. Here is a Cheebs, another Cheebs. Shout out to Cheebs, another one.
Dude, do you think Fans Toys makes a wheelie next? Somebody said that in the chat. Wheelie is probably next. Wow.
Man, I don't know, man. I can't give up my fucking X-Transbots.
I'd give up the version 2.
Ollie, man. I don't know. And shout out to this guy. DX9 just announced a retool of their Rick Defend called Just Defend.
It should have been Just Often.
Yes, it's about Just buying every single DX9 Power Glide that's available on the market.
I apologize if this offends anybody, but that figure looks like he's got Down syndrome.
Well, you know what? If he didn't have Down syndrome, he might have said, "Hey, let Dust get this one."
Nope, yeah, be but fast. Nope. I'll tell you can have the next one, Dust. That pops up.
Yeah, because you're done. Because you're too. So,
I told you, bro. I told you I got it for you. You know what you got to do. All you got to do is ask. Live on the show, and it's yours.
Never happened. You gotta ask.
All right.
So yeah, that's Transformers news and. Shout out to everybody being so involved.
I just love that 2 years later, everybody's quiet now for Transformers. Not everybody.
Yeah.
It's good, though. Amazing, it's good. Man. That feels balanced now. It feels balanced. All right.
So we have like three guys that talk about Transformers and three guys talk about bullshit.
Hey, you know what's cool, though? The three guys that talk about Transformers don't have to deal with the three guys who talk about bullshit making rude comments and fart noises the entire time.
I don't make fart noises or rude comments.
Well, you could bring it on, bro. Bring it on, bro.
I'm genuinely interested in all that other stuff.
I'm genuinely
I'm happy, bro.
Looking at it. Gerd. I'm not going to lie. That Hot Toys Emperor has really got me like,
yeah,
thinking about buying it.
I know, man. Me too, man.
I'm not doing it.
Payments are easy.
No, it's not. It's not easy.
I don't need to. I got the $300, bro. I don't need to make the payments.
Yeah,
I could pay. Okay. Pop that collar on him.
Okay. So you know what I'm. You know what I'm really curious to find out is Brian. Who was in the chat tonight?
Fucking lot of people in here.
Oh, we had the chat. Again. It's 10:08.
I'm ready to go to bed.
All right. Well, let me run through this as quick as I possibly can. First off, I want to thank everybody for liking.
Oh. Yeah.
Did I rock roll someone? Or is it someone else?
I was just going to say, just say their initials.
Oh, HNS. No, here we go. All right. We had Hurricane BX, Nightwing, and him, Soundwave, Will, TF Hot Rod, EE Prime 20, who had a birthday today. Happy birthday, sir. We had Rob M, Knight of Ren, Masterpiece of Peace, BZ Fresh, Rogue War 71, Lord Shadow Keeper, Kenny Prime, Josh F, Dapper Tryon, Cabalta, Foxy, the cute little fox, Jiraiya Sama 7, Dan Plastic Crack, Sunday Heat, Tron Viper, Brad D, True Star Screamer, Ralph L, KJ Smith, Deluxe Baldwin, Lance K, Count Von Strange the Fourth, Dave Energon Addict, Codemus Prime, Paul S. Abraham, Paul L. Mark 44, Prime, Frogman 78, Michael B., Jedi Mindset, T-Man 978, Tyler the Collector, The Angry Christian, Ralph the Vendetta, Primacon, Dole Card Toys and Stuff, Jason L.
The Angry Christian.
Chris Saiyan, Dragon's Flight, whatever. We had Raul in here. Raul said Instagram is dying. They need to fix their... Oh, whatever dude, logic there's going on in there.
They're supposed to, weren't they supposed to revert it back to the original or just the normal feed again?
Make sure you're following the Realm hashtag.
Yeah, they're all not. Right. You got to follow hashtags.
And we also had Jason the letter L in here, Rexbot, Joe H, Jita, David L, the Riddler Circle, Paul C, Sean Mack, Big Dom was in here, Shellformer, Toddzilla 85, K-Tron, Sportimus, Dare 2727.
We better get some likes. Let's check out the likes. How many likes?
Yo, Brink, you just got to start making like a checklist or something. You know, and as soon as you see a name, you just check it off on your list.
Instead of writing it down.
Hey, before we go, just a reminder. This is the pre-orders will be done this week for the NJCC shirt. So if you are if you're coming, and listen, I know lots of you that normally come, go ahead and get your pre-orders in for the shirts. Because I can't tell you we'll have your size if you don't pre-order. So, anywho, that'll do it for us tonight. Don't forget, tomorrow night is a brand new episode of Breaking the Mold on this very station channel. And with that...
And I just want to add, we have a special guest tomorrow. And okay. We're also doing a giveaway tomorrow. So be sure to be in the chat.
Nice. Brian, are you gonna come? Are you gonna come cook steaks at somebody's house? Is that the giveaway? Because I want that to be the giveaway. And I want to win.
Are we eligible for that if that happens?
I don't think so.
You have to be Eastern time zone at least.
You're giving away Omaha steaks?
No.
On the show tomorrow? The bacon wrap filet?
Dude, that's what
possibly.
That was what we had, man. That was good.
Brink, you're in Delaware, right?
Yes, sir.
Delaware steaks.
Delaware steaks.
Not Omaha, Delaware.
Delaware steaks. I didn't know.
That's what's up. All right. Let's go down the line here. Brian Brink, why don't you tell all the people at home where you at?
You can find me, Brian Brink, in the Facebook groups and at Brinkalizer on Instagram.
Young Daniel.
Harvey Devil _ Den on IG and Lurkin in the Facebook groups.
I mean, Lurkin. Jisk.
You can find me at JButron on Instagram and The Good Book and Jisk1 on Instagram. Also, I decided that I need that Classics Voltron, the Playmates one.
You definitely need it, man.
But I can't find any of the limbs. Every store around here just has like 14 black lions, no limbs.
Hey, holler at me after the show.
All right, so be on the lookout.
Oh, you selling yours, Chris?
Yeah.
Dusk.
Chris is selling his. Yo, what's up, everybody? Dust Mites on Instagram. Eddie Dust Mites in the Facebook groups. Dust Mites on Twitter. And I fuck Tumblr. Eat it up with the ass. I'm no reason to be there. Xbox Live, Dust Mites in the house. Thank you guys for coming through.
Our special guest,
you always do something
else. Mr. Brave, tell the good people where you at.
You guys can find me at thewelldressednerd.com, at thewelldressednerd on Facebook and Instagram, and of course at Toy Detox and ToyDetox.com. You can check us out on the YouTube piece, Facebook and Instagram. Give us a like, give us a subscribe, and all of that good stuff. And we should have an episode up on Thursday, as well as a Toy Play episode up on Saturday at the latest.
All right. James,
can I just say shout out to the rest of the Detox Savages mic right quick?
Oh, sure. Go ahead.
Absolutely not.
Yeah, shout out to the Detox Savages, the whole crew, man. Tyler, Alphate, Garrett, Spiros, and Cody. And, of course, the ever famous, the never present, Lenny Decepticon, ladies and gentlemen. Maybe Lenny Decepticon. That's it. Go ahead.
All right, James.
Instagram, YouTube, and Facebook, GreeSaber77.
I am Pinkerton on Instagram, PNKR10, Christopher Adam Pinkerton on The Good Book, Crashbox Customs on all your social media. I make stuff. That is going to wrap us up for tonight. Thank you for...
Hey, thank you for having me, guys.
You could have been anywhere in the world, but you were here with us, and we appreciate that. I'm done talking.
Thanks for coming on, Brave.
Hey, thank you for having me, guys.
We had some good talks.
Going it down. Let us hey RC Hangout going live after the show tonight, so I'll post the link in the groups.
It's gonna be a live hangout.
Yeah, it's gonna be live. You want to go live?
No, I mean, I'm not doing shit.
I'm not unbroadcasted RC Hangout.
I feel like we're gonna watch you fall asleep. I'm ready for that.
Nervous. Seven people are getting nervous right now, but you know,
I can hear your knees clicking from here. Clicking and clack. All right, hit the button so I can talk to Chris about this Voltron.
No, we're not. I want to talk to you. We're going to do it live.
Do it live.
No, probably not.